you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
This is retarded.
They want us to leave. That's what they want us to do. And I think the world would be better off if we did leave. If we left, the world would be worse.
Even with a lot of talent in singing, even with a lot of talent in whatever you choose to do, you still have to put in this hard work. And you need that determination.
That's right.
And perseverance.
We've been wondering if maybe you're a little bit retarded. Can you tell us whether you are or not?
No.
Not at all. That's what I've been saying. I said you can't be a little bit retarded and even get into Berkeley, but my friend Kevin here thought
Stop
that you were.
It. Why would you do that?
So you're fine then.
Yeah, silly.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
that's silly.
Silly.
I apologize for my man Dean William.
It's really it's entertaining for some.
My goodness, was that a mouthful?
How wet are you right now?
My goodness, was that a mouthful?
But I just want to know why. Just tell me that, will you please? Just tell me why.
And now.
That's a very interesting question. I don't know.
Our feature presentation.
What the hell are they doing?
The stomp in the yard. Where are you from?
Yes, indeed.
Where are you from? They're stomping the yard. Number one movie. How is that possible?
Thanks to us.
To you. How is that the least bit possible?
Well, it happens every second weekend of January. They do this for Martin Luther King. They put out a big youth appeal urban movie, and everybody else doesn't. And
oh,
I didn't think.
I didn't put those two together either.
Me either. No. I just figured they stomped. They were stomping the yard.
Well, that certainly.
Where are you from?
They were stomping. How was it?
Oh,
it was awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome on the bad scale.
Yeah,
it was really worse than bad, but almost. It was entertaining enough.
You know what saved it?
What?
The stomping.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. The stomping was pretty cool. Lisa and I really are going to start a team.
I think we could be really good.
We're going to start a K-Rock stomping team. And
it looks easy.
We're going to learn to step, and we're going to go to the Nationals, and we're going to win.
Yeah.
Did you end up going to the Magic Johnson Theater?
No.
No, we did not.
No, we went to the
We were
Grove.
Scared. We didn't want to go there.
You're the awfully white.
White people in the theater.
As it was, I walked up to the Grove, and there was a African-American behind the counter. I was like, oh, no, she's going to think we're making fun of her. I was like, 3 for stomp the yard. She said, where are you from? Oh, it was awesome. Me and Lisa May and Dave the King of Mexico sat there, and we're in bad movie heaven.
Yeah,
it
totally.
It's a mixture of every single one of those movies. It's a mixture of Drumline and...
Rocky.
Oh, sure.
No, seriously,
that's not what I was thinking.
All of
these dance battle type movies.
Right.
You know, sports movies. They have those same moments.
You got served sports movies, too. I mean, that is true. It was a Rocky-like
movie. You know, where they're working out, and they slow-mo, and the music's playing, and then they get to the crest of the hill, and they all look out at the...
That's true.
The sun is setting.
It was supposed to be very Rocky-like.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. You got served. I mean, every one of those movies, it didn't borrow from. It stole from every one of those movies.
It's strange. Those actors were in this movie. It was weird.
And yet, it was when they were stepping, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, as a white person, you look at that and go, could never do that. Not in a million years. I'll spin on my head. Couldn't do it.
No.
Not even going to try.
Although you have quite the big head.
Well.
If anyone could pull it off, it might be you.
If we make it to the Nationals, I'll have to pull it out.
Okay. Yeah.
But not until then.
What about, are you too far past your pop and lock days when you used to carry the cardboard box around? You can't do that anymore?
You know what? Again, it has to be something important. You know, it's old to me. It's old. If we go to the Nationals, maybe I'll pull some of that stuff out.
You used to carry the cardboard around with you.
Well, I used to, yeah.
You have to, Lisa, because you don't always have access to a box when somebody at a party says, hey, can you show me what you can do?
Right. If somebody tries to serve me, you know, then I gotta throw down. And if there's asphalt there, what am I supposed to do?
You're right. Good point.
So I carry the cardboard everywhere I go.
Sounds like good times. I'm sorry I missed that.
It was a lot of fun.
My God. Here's our favorite line from the movie. They wanted him, the main actor, they wanted him to join the fraternity because they're the stompers and they're going to Nationals. And he said, I don't step, man. I battle.
That's right.
It's that kind of movie. I can't believe that was number one. That is unbelievable. Stop the yard.
Okay.
I'm telling you, we went, how many people? Of course, we went at 11 o'clock. But
there was a fair amount of people for 11.
There was 20 people.
I think that's a lot for 11 a.m.
I guess. But we left, and we have made up our minds that we do need a stepping team. Are you
okay.
in? Come
with
back?
Us.
Sure, I'm in.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Bean?
No, we can't.
No, we don't want
Bean.
That's right. That's right.
He's bad.
Ralph? Nah.
No.
We need somebody who's good. I'm not good either.
Well, Dave. Dave's
Omar.
Got moves.
Omar. Sure.
Maybe Omar could do it.
Omar can stomp the yard. Dave probably could.
Yeah, Charles. Dave, definitely.
Charles.
He could be our leader.
Charles. He's our
whore.
Leader.
There's whore.
That's true, yes.
Yeah, she should be in.
Whore could,
she could move.
She could, we could all just step back and let whore do her thing.
Sure.
Well, I just know she can put her legs behind her ears, so I figure she's got to be able to stomp.
Now, who can we take on? That's my question.
Well, then,
once
I
we
don't
put
know.
The step team together and we get ready and we stomp the yard, where are you from? Then who can we take
well,
on?
Well, the advice I would make is the team from the Wave is who to have the best chance of beating. But that's about it.
Do they have a team?
Well, they have a team as much as we do.
Because so we should call them and challenge them? Throw down the gauntlet?
Exactly. They'll have no idea who you are or what you're talking about.
What the hell are they doing?
The stomp in the yard. Where are you from?
That's what we'll say to them. Where are you from? Stomp in the yard.
I love the way the fraternities battle. Even on the campus, you know, when they're initiating their new members, they're doing it right in front of each other, and there's all this posturing.
That is my favorite thing, is the look on the face, the intensity of any second, if I get pushed just one bit further, I am going to rip your head off. There's that mean, like, nasty, I am about to kill you look.
All the time.
While they stomp the yard.
Do they even address white students and fraternities?
No.
Or is that just
they
don't exist?
No, fraternities at this college. No, it's just this one college.
It's
this Truth
school?
University.
Yeah.
It's an all-black school, yeah. And the fraternities, that's all pretty much all they do, morning, noon, night.
They don't really go to school.
They step like all day long.
Yeah.
And by the way, they do it in an empty swimming pool so the other team can't steal their moves.
Yeah.
Because awesome. In an empty swimming pool, that's got a fortress around it, right? Oh, wait, no, you can just see right down in there.
And why does this delight the Negro?
See what I'm telling you? It's just another battling dancing movie.
Yeah.
And I think if the world dance battled a little bit more, we'd be a happier place.
I agree.
Don't you think?
Well, the good news is it comes out now, which means it'll be on DVD around the time of your birthday, Kevin. So you will own your own copy.
I don't step, man. I battle. How was your weekend, Bean? Can't be that good, obviously.
Can't be as good as Stop the Yard?
Yeah, I mean.
Is that what you're saying?
That's how we started our weekend. That's how we roll.
Yeah. It just got better.
Fairly uneventful. It ended very poorly. In fact, let me go back to the Golden Globes and see if Warren Beatty is still on stage.
It isn't easy being humble when you're married to Annette.
Yeah, he's still speaking.
Wow.
He's been going on for about 18 hours now, Warren Beatty. He's given his acceptance speech for the Cecil B. DeMille Award over there on the Golden Globes. Lisa, did you see any of that last night?
I watched the first hour and loved Hugh Laurie and Meryl Streep. They're so funny, both of them.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Golden Globes, we'll have highlights for you later. And, of course, Ralph will be covering the big winners coming up in his showbiz beat. But it's kind of sad because so many of these actors that you admire cannot give a speech, cannot speak extemporaneously, or
right.
have no idea what's entertaining. And it really just is hour after hour after hour after hour of people just reading lists of names. It really couldn't be more boring.
They do all read so many names because they don't cut them off on this show, right?
Oh,
and so then they're getting down to, and Barney Fife, my lawyer, and
Barney
whoever.
Fife is a lawyer?
Yeah, it was weird. It couldn't have been the same guy, but
they don't cut them off in the beginning, and then when they fall so far behind, because the Warren Beatty tribute lasts, no joking, 20 minutes on
really?
The show.
Are you kidding? Why are they even honoring Warren
it's
Beatty?
It's like a lifetime achievement.
A body of work.
Why now?
Because
he's not dead
he's
yet.
He's still alive.
He's about to die?
He sounded like it, by the way. What happened to his voice?
The only time is he still on?
Oh, yeah, he's still on the stage here. Hang on. Let's see what he's...
But I'm going to try. You know, the truth is I haven't made an awful lot of movies.
He's still talking.
Yeah.
So once they did that, though, then they're desperately late, and they have all these other awards that they need to give out, and they just start just racing. I mean, people start talking 15 seconds in, they start playing the music.
Oh,
I like
kidding.
They abandon all of the clips. You know, usually they say, and here are the nominees for the 5 best TV dramas, and then they show highlights of 24 and all the other shows. At the end of it, they're just racing through a list of names, and it's still, my TiVo is still cut off. I still never saw best drama, so never saw the main award because
I bet mine did too.
Yeah.
Dude, best movie was, I think, Babel. And I
Babel was best drama. That's drama. Right. And Dreamgirls was best comedy or music.
And
right.
I tuned in just for about 2 minutes for the director, producer of Babel, whoever he was that was making. I didn't understand a word he said. Not a word. I watched it. I was like, okay, I think that guy did Babel. All right, I'm out.
In the beginning was a comeback. So something like this really is enough to make a guy go out and make another movie.
Okay, no, thank you very much.
It's funny because the part that I watched, which was only the first hour, was so casual and laid back, and we have all the time in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Let's just have a party.
Plus they drink at this
show. Yeah.
They do. And I'll play tape later, and you decide whether Forrest Whitaker, who won for Last King of Scotland, he was just so nervous that he couldn't speak, or was he just plastered because he'd already been drinking for 3 hours when
Fantastic.
He won his award.
I have
to decide.
I hope it's the latter. Arnold came out on stage on crutches. So we'll talk about that today.
He did. My TiVo certainly doesn't recognize that.
So we're going to we'll discuss that. I think Ralph brought in highlights of the Joan Rivers coverage.
Oh,
as you know,
great.
He's obsessed with ripping her a new one, as well as he should be.
Sure.
So he's going to bring in highlights of that. Bean has highlights of the Golden Globes. Also on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, public speaking disasters.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
Examples from last night.
Plenty of examples. So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. KFED and Brittany, the update on what's going on in their lives.
Okay.
Just after 6 o'clock, we're going to introduce you to a new sport. We made up a new sport. I'm not sure the contestants are all in favor of it, but I think it is going to be fantastic. So we'll tell you about that just after 6 o'clock this morning. And at 7:15, K-Rock's World Tour 2007, destination number 3, we've got that announcement for you. So make sure that you tune in for that. And Ralph Showbiz Beat is neck. Is Warren still on?
The great work that Clint is doing.
My God.
Jack is doing.
I love Warren Beatty.
No one
deserves a Cecil B. DeMille award more than Warren Beatty. But how can it still be on? The Golden Globe should be over, right? They were Monday night.
But don't they have any...
Forget about Hanks. I've got bottles of moisturizer older than Tom's Hanks.
Okay, that's fine.
What in God's name is he talking about? Who wants to hear Warren Beatty go on for 20 minutes in this day and age? I mean, don't they have any say over, like, hey, we have an audience that's watching that might want to...
I think if there's ever an artist that you defer to and give him the benefit of the doubt when it comes to the clock, it's the one that you're giving the Lifetime Achievement Award. I do think they tend to let that person go because this is their big moment.
But let's say they don't have to give a Lifetime Achievement Award every time. You know? Like, if somebody deserves it, fine. But you don't have to squeeze in Warren Beatty.
I don't know what you have against Warren Beatty.
I'm just saying, how relevant is he to today's...
movie star.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Come on.
Whatever.
Like, I think there's a reason he's
Warren
choice as much as just his inability to edit.
Well, that too.
There's a reason he's what Oscar.
Nobody wants to hear him say anything if he's
screenwriting and for acting. I mean, the guy is, you know, he's a Renaissance man. He's one of the greatest actors of all time.
That hasn't done anything in 20 years.
Well, if it's a Lifetime Achievement Award, how relevant does he have to be when it's a lifetime body of work?
I'm just saying I have no interest in his lifetime or his body of work. And I would think that, you know, a lot of people that watch TV didn't either. I'm sure a lot of people went and got food, went to the bathroom.
Well, I don't know.
Had a good break.
Like Tom Hanks and Jack Nicholson were certainly excited to be there and to be with Warren Beatty and to appreciate the body of work that he's contributed to their industry.
20 minutes, you said, literally.
He wasn't over 20 minutes.
It was 20 minutes.
The whole award was, he said.
Yeah, from the time Tom Hanks started the introduction to the time
they showed all the clips of his body of work.
Exactly 20 minutes, yeah.
Well, what do you, it's a guy's entire lifetime of work.
Don't care about his work.
You want him to squeeze it into 4 minutes?
No, I don't want him to give it to him because there's nothing about him that's interesting. Nothing. I walked out of Reds. It's the only movie I ever walked out of, I think.
How about Heaven Can Wait?
Don't care.
Shampoo, Bonnie and Clyde,
How about
Splendor
anything
in the, grass.
In the last 20 years? How about that?
It's not yesterday award. It's
how
the
about
body
5 years ago?
Lifetime
how about
award.
10 years ago? What about 15 years ago?
Any
Why are they
giving
it to him now?
Any award that the guys from Stomp the Yard did win. At this
That's
point,
it's the end of his career, Kevin. That's when you give someone this kind
can
of award.
Can he step or can he not? That's my question. That's what you split up groups into. Steppers or non-steppers? And I think it's a non-stepper.
5:52 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Talking about last night's Golden Globes. Ralph, I'm sure you've got that in our first look at the Showbiz Beat for this week as well.
I do. Congratulations to first-time winner Jennifer Hudson. She won for Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy Film, so congratulations. Her Dreamgirls did very well for itself last night. Eddie Murphy picked up the award.
Did he win for that?
He won for Best Supporting Actor in a drama, which I thought was funny because he beat out Jack Nicholson for The Departed.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, he did.
Well, here's the thing. Dreamgirls being in the drama category, which is something I pointed out when the nominations released, is madness.
Wait, it's in the musical or comedy category. That's what it won Best Picture for last night.
Yeah, but why was Eddie Murphy's performance in Best Supporting Actor in a film... They don't break that up into musical comedy?
I guess, geez, now you got me thinking. I don't know, but you're absolutely right. He did seem to be in the same category with people like Jack Nicholson, and you can't tell me that Eddie Murphy is a better actor than Jack Nicholson.
No.
Beat out Nicholson.
No. Wow. Unacceptable. Best motion picture drama was Babel, or as Arnold quoted last night, Babel. Right, that was why he said, did he just say barbell? He spends too much time in the gym.
Best drama, Barbell.
Wow, I was confused. Best actress in a drama, Helen Mirren for The Queen. Boy, she just won every award last night. She won for costuming and scoring. Even stuff she didn't do, she was winning awards for.
Kevin, last night she won a Golden Globe for her portrayal as Elizabeth I in the HBO movie and as Elizabeth II in the movie The Queen. She won both last night.
Is that all she does?
Isn't that weird?
That's all she does, to play Queen's name
Queen
Elizabeth.
Movies?
Yeah.
And it does well for her.
Best actor in a drama, Forest Whitaker was the surprise of the evening, I think, for Last King of Scotland. A lot of other bigger actors and bigger movies were nominated, but the Hollywood foreign press enjoyed the crap out of his performance, gave him the award.
Well, it was a foreign movie in the title.
There you go.
A foreign country, I guess. That's what they looked at.
Dreamgirls, as I mentioned, best musical or comedy, that won that motion picture. Best actress in a... see, here's the thing. They do break it up in categories because the best actress in a musical or comedy, Meryl Streep won for The Devil Wears Prada. Mm-hmm. Best actor in a musical or comedy, Sacha Baron Cohen won for Borat.
Yes.
Right.
Huh. And which was a very funny acceptance speech as well. Best foreign language film. Here's something that's got to piss off foreign filmmakers. Clint Eastwood won for Letters from Iwo Jima.
Is that a foreign language film?
Well, the whole thing shot in Japanese.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is considered a foreign language film.
That's
and will be considered
that
by the Oscars as well. Let's see. Martin Scorsese finally got a well-deserved award for The Departed. He won for Best Director for a drama.
And looks like a Muppet, doesn't he, Ralph?
He does. He is aging oddly. I'll tell you that much.
Well, his hair is like a shock of white, and then he's got those big, bushy, black eyebrows.
Yeah, he's got a large nose and big goggle glasses, and he looks like a puppet. Hugh Laurie, my favorite speech of the evening.
Wasn't
very,
it great?
Very funny speech. Won for Best Actor in a Drama, rightly so, because he's freaking genius.
Would you like just a clip of that, Ralph?
No.
Since I know you love Hugh, okay.
Sure, of course I would. I love the guy.
Well, I'd like to play it for you.
Well, don't offer it if you don't have it, then.
It seems odd to me that in the weeks leading up to this event, when people are falling over themselves to send you, you know, free shoes and free cufflinks and free colonic irrigations for two, and nobody offers you a free acceptance speech. It just seems to me to be a gap in the market. I would love to be able to pull out a speech by Dolce & Gabbana.
Yes.
It's true. They should give you speeches. Somebody should say, hey, dude, I'm a writer. You want a speech? I'll give it to you. Just say
no
who
kidding.
I am.
No kidding.
He also mentioned, I thought it was very funny, he said that he works for the best crew in television. He goes, I know everyone says that, but logically, not everyone can work with the best crew, right? Somebody's working with a crew of drunken thieves. Which I thought was very funny. Other big award winners. Let's see. Kira Sedgwick won for The Closer. Best drama was Grey's Anatomy. Hugh Laurie, as I mentioned, won for House. Ugly Betty had a great night. Won for Best Comedy Series.
Wow.
And America Ferrera, who plays Betty on that show, won for Best Actress in a Comedy. She was pretty overwhelmed.
Turns out Ugly Betty isn't ugly.
No, she's not. Alec Baldwin won for 30 Rock, his performance on that TV series. Elizabeth I won for Best Miniseries or Movie. As we mentioned, Helen Mirren won for Elizabeth as well. And Jeremy Irons also picked up the Best Supporting Actor Award for that very same miniseries, Elizabeth I, which was very good. And as Bean mentioned, the Cecil B. DeMille Award for Lifetime Achievement went to Warren Beatty. And Kevin thinks he should die and we should burn all of his movies.
No, I'm just not interested.
No one cares anymore.
At all in him.
But I don't
well, hold on. Is he still in?
Please, are we not friendly?
Okay, he's still talking.
Yeah. God.
More problems with the Miss USA pageant.
Oh, jeez.
You remember Miss USA New York was caught drinking after hours. Miss USA proper was caught drinking after hours in New York bars, so she was allowed to keep her crown by Donald Trump.
Right.
Gave her a second chance. Miss Nevada USA, Katie Reese, had all those lesbian booby pictures show up on the internet. She got stripped of her title. Now Miss New Jersey USA, Ashley Harder, has to hand over her tiara and her sash. The first runner-up will take her position because she got pregnant. And that's not allowed in the competition to serve as Miss USA when you are pregnant.
No kidding.
They prefer you to be Mrs. USA.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's
when,
right.
When you're pregnant.
Is she? Is she, she's not married, I guess.
No.
Hilarious.
She would be Miss New Jersey USA and single.
I think she tried to hide it for as long as she could?
No, I think once she found out, she went over and said, look, I know this isn't going to fly. Here you go. Here's my tiara.
We should
have that policy with the Miss Double December, by the way.
Would have saved us a lot of heartache one year.
Sure would have.
Is Donald Trump going to let her keep the baby? Has he decided?
He hasn't decided yet. Rosie was offered to adopt it, though. So they're still battling. Katie Reese, by the way, as I mentioned, who was Miss Nevada USA, she did lose her crown, but she got a new job. She just signed a $2 million contract with the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino to host their comedy review, Beecher's Madhouse.
No kidding.
Has like Tiny Kiss. They show up and play, and they've got comedians and jugglers and all that stuff. She will be the MC for that show for $2 million.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Yeah. For how long? For a year?
I think for a year, yeah.
Wow. It's usually the fat guy that's Beecher, that's his name. He's the guy that does it.
Yeah, she's taking over. I guess any publicity is good publicity.
I guess.
She's starting off her gig on March 31st. She will be emceeing a female orgasm contest where women pretend to have fake orgasms.
Well, okay.
Her career is solid.
All right.
I think so. What's the worst thing ever happened to you on a first date? It's a question maybe we should ask our listeners sometime.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
But for Britney Spears, apparently she's dating this actor model named Isaac Cohen. Apparently hers was getting loaded and vomiting.
Oh, no.
Yeah. According to Lipstick.com, the entertainment news website, witnesses saw her stumbling and then just unleashing all over his car interior and cell phone.
No!
And they're nice enough to post some pictures.
Oh, fantastic.
Where you can see him picking up remnants of whatever they ate
dinner
off of his car interior and his cell phone.
I just threw up.
Here's what a nice guy this guy is. He went on his MySpace page, says Isaac, and said it was peanut butter that someone had spilled in his car. That's what he was cleaning up in those photos.
How do you spill peanut butter?
I don't know.
You can take a jar of peanut butter, you can open it, you can shake it. It would still stay in there.
It's that new liquid peanut butter we've all heard so much about.
I'm hot.
No, yeah. not anymore.
Sure are.
I just love peanut butter and would like people to be that I could talk to peanut about with peanut butter.
it was chunky, but I don't think it was peanut butter.
Ralph, that's a great idea for a call-in topic. We gotta do that. That's hard to beat right there, somebody vomiting in your car.
Yeah, I think Brittany would be the hands-down winner. And how much medication do you think you have to take to owe $100,000 to a pharmacy?
Oh, my God.
The Mickey Fine Pharmacy is suing Michael Jackson for $100,000, claiming he hasn't paid them since mid-2005. It's a year and a half, basically, but still, it's a lot of medication in a year and a half to ring up a $100,000 bill at a pharmacy.
Oh, my God.
That's not possible.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah. Do you guys know this Mickey Fine Pharmacy?
No.
They cater to celebrities because they deliver via motorcycled. They have a motorcycle delivery guy.
In case you need something
it's
right now.
It's kind of famous. They've got an old-fashioned lunch counter there where they have the store. They've got a soda fountain and stuff. So I'm thinking Michael maybe was there picking up kids, you know, buying them sodas and ice cream, and that's how he got the $100,000 tab. That's what I'm thinking.
Could be.
Must be a lot of Sundays. Today is Tuesday. That means new DVDs are in stores today. You can pick up Gridiron Gang. The adorable story of a bunch of crazy animals in a forest to play football. The panda is the quarterback, and a gazelle is the wide receiver.
That's right. I think that was the Rock movie about the football team.
He's the coach
in prison.
The kids in the juvenile detention center.
Yeah. No. These are hardened criminals that he organizes a football game.
No, it's kids in a juvenile detention center.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, is it really?
It's still the Rock.
It's hardened criminals.
But it's still not the Gridiron Gang, which sounds like a fun thing over on the Disney Channel.
No.
Employee of the Month is also available today, so you can ignore that completely.
God. How did Dane Cook get on the Golden Globes last night?
Yeah, what was that all about?
Dane Cook comes and David Spade, by the way, were both on the show last night.
What were they presenting? Comedy?
Who cares?
Comedy, I guess?
I don't know. He just, I think he introduced, I can't remember what it was, but I remember
one of the nominated movies or something.
Yeah, I think it was one of the movies.
Huh.
It's even odder. It's very angry. And the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning. If you missed that in theaters, is available today. You can check it out.
This is a good week for DVDs.
Well, Lisa, come on. You can get Gridiron Gang, Employee of the Month, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
It's one hell of a weekend right there.
Right, you can just kick back, open a six-pack, and enjoy. Today's celebrity birthday is Kate Moss, the supermodel, turns 31 years old today. Nobel for Kate Moss.
What do you guys
she's
think?
She's too skinny for She's
I'm
way
not,
too
I'm not
skinny.
A big fan either. I was just waiting to see what the room's consensus was. Debbie Allen, actress, dancer, director, producer, fame star.
Yeah.
Fame costs, and this is where you start paying. It's the greatest line ever. She's 57 years old today. And John Carpenter, a great director who did the original Halloween film, Escape from New York, The Fog, The Thing, a lot of great movies. 59 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
But I have to tell you this.
Warren Beatty's
I don't know why these guys.
Okay. You know, Warren Beatty's still on stage at last night's 64th, 65th, and 66th annual Golden Globe Awards. You know who else was there? And I guess it's because he used to be in show business, and the event was held in the state of California. Ladies and gentlemen, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger back on the phone with us on the Kevin Bean Show for the first time in 2007. Good morning, Governor. Good morning, Governor. Arnold?
I'm in constant pain.
Yeah, that's what we hear.
Oh, well, we were to talk about that for just a second, but what was it like hanging out with your showbiz friends, people you probably don't see so much since you got into politics?
It's great to be back with all the other movie and television people, and it's incredible how much people change, you know. You don't see them for a while. They've been, you know, busy with the politics, and they've been doing the show business things.
Right.
And it's incredible how different people look when you return, you know.
Like who?
I was stunned last night by Kate Hudson. I couldn't believe how fat and black she got.
What?
Incredible. I mean, the work she did for that role in Dreamgirls, the way she changed her appearance, she's like a chameleon. You know, she used to be a skinny white blonde girl, and now she's huge and fat and black. Governor, the whole Dreamgirls thing. So I'm so glad she got the award. She really deserved it for the change that she did with herself.
That was Jennifer Hudson, completely different actress than Kate Hudson. They're not the same person at all, Governor.
What?
So were a lot of people coming up to you saying, Arnold, when are you going to get back to what America misses about you? When is there going to be a new Twins, a new Jingle All the Way?
Everyone's asking for another Jingle All the Way. That's what they want.
Yeah.
And another Junior, of course, was a huge hit.
Sure, yeah.
And they want to see another one. But I told them, I had to clean up California.
Ah.
First, I have to you know, correct all the horrible things I did to this state before the last election.
Uh-huh.
Now I have a whole new chance to screw it up again. So
I see.
I'm very busy.
All right. One more thing before we get to your skiing injury, Governor, and that is, of course, my TiVo cut off because Warren Beatty used up all the time on the memory, but you were on the show last night presenting the big final award, right?
Yeah, I was so glad to see that Barbell won for the best movie of the drama.
Yeah, it's funny you said it that way because it's not Barbell.
What?
That's not the name of the movie.
Yeah, it's Barbell.
He just opened up the envelope and said, Barbell. And everybody's, well, I guess that's
it's
it.
Babel. Babble, B-A-B-B-L.
It's not about lifting weights?
No, not at all.
Brad Pitt doesn't play a man who gets injured lifting a heavy, like, 55 pounds doing a concentration curl?
No, that's not what it was at all.
He doesn't have bench pressing Cate Blanchett?
No.
No,
that didn't happen in the
movie.
Movie,
I think.
Yeah, probably.
Well, anyway.
Would have been,
maybe
yes.
That'll be my next film, Barbell.
So,
I play a traveler who gets injured in a foreign gym. Causes a lot of crazy mishaps.
Yeah, sounds like it has potential. So, were you on the crutches last night out on stage at the hotel?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I was up on crutches. You know, it's hard to get around with the surgery I've had on my leg, but I think it's healing, and I'll be better, you know, 2 or 3 years now.
In two or three years?
It just seems like it's going on forever. I can't believe it.
Wow.
I'm 7-time Mr. Olympia.
Yeah.
You know, my body is in perfect condition.
Right.
And yet, I snap like a twig.
Well, you broke your femur. That's not an easy bone to heal, I don't imagine.
No, it's not. Apparently, they say it's very difficult.
Yeah.
It's even harder to break.
Is that right?
Hard to believe.
What happened up there on the hill? I didn't hear a lot. You were vacationing over the holidays in Idaho, and you were skiing down the hill. And what happened, Governor?
Yeah, I was skiing down the hill, and suddenly from the trees comes out this predator. It's incredible, space monster with guns coming to, you know, destroy the Earth. I had to wrestle with him in the snow, and then I picked up a pine tree and I smashed him over the head with it. And then suddenly the commandos came out and I was firing. Firing at the commandos.
Arnold, those are your movies. This
a robot came out.
None of this happened.
And I went to Mars and then my eyes almost came out of my head because there was no atmosphere.
Right, but we were just asking what really happened on the ski slope. None of that, all that stuff was in films that you used to do, but how did you break your leg skiing?
I tripped over a rock. That is not as good a story.
No, you should stick with the first story,
I think.
The
other story better, I think.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you, Arnold. Time for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO is the phone number. You can call 24 hours a day about any topic, including the number one movie of the weekend.
What the hell are they doing?
The stump in the yard. Where are you from?
Honey, what are you doing?
Hey, where are you from? I'm raking the yard.
It's a very timely parody, raking the yard.
Well, that's the white equivalent.
It's not on cable now. I was in Kenya over the holidays. I've always wanted to go to Africa. And I actually was able to ask a Kenyan driver why the Kenyans always win when they run the long races. Mm-hmm. Why is it always a Kenyan? And he told me he doesn't have any idea.
Okay, no. He knew why the Kenyans run fast. It's just a secret that he does not want to tell everybody. He did not want to tell you because then Whitey would run fast. So that's why.
You know, that's a good point. If the answer was there was a, you know, spring water river or something there that's what they drink and that's why they run so fast, then the country's just overrun with people, no pun intended, overrun with people going to Kenya to try to take advantage of that. So maybe it is. Maybe it's a national secret.
And you think that's what it is a spring water?
I'm just saying, whatever it is.
Is there any kind of a limit on how far into the year you say Happy New Year?
I think so.
I mean, really, aren't we at about that point?
Yeah.
Yes.
2 weeks in, definitely.
Honestly.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, it's DeJuan. Happy New Year. It's a Happy New You.
Happy New Year. It's a Happy New You.
DeJuan gets a pass.
Now, DeJuan gets a pass for that, and he also gets a pass because he's about to tell us his New Year's resolution.
Oh,
good. Which, again, it's too late for, but since he's DeJuan, we're in.
And I got to really meet Drew Barrymore this year. I really got to meet Drew.
Okay.
All right. Peace out.
Peace out.
Is that our
peace
job?
Peace out to you.
Apparently, he was putting that on our shoulders, yes.
Okay.
I got
that was your feeling.
I've given you my word. Now I'm going to sit back and wait for it to happen.
I thought of DeJuan last night when his girlfriend Drew Barrymore appeared with Hugh Grant on the Golden Globes last night with her all-new dark hair, and I wondered if that passed muster with DeJuan, if he approved of her not being a blonde.
Do you think for 1 second he saw it?
No. That is a good point.
The worst stalker ever.
He probably knew she was going to be on, was at home, and didn't bother to turn on the TV to see her. You're right.
A half hour ago, we created a new game, Drink Boxing, and Ralph and King of Mexico are who we're talking about doing it, and this caller had a little comment on that.
Perfect is this boxing on St. Patrick's Day, drink boxing, do shots of patty, and then do a rematch on Cinco de Mayo for the beaner, and do shots of tequila. Perfect. Oh. Wow.
People got two holidays covered.
Already planning the Cinco de Mayo rematch, by the way. That's fantastic.
Bean went to a puppet museum and
sure.
Got roundly mocked, as well he should have.
Have you ever seen puppet porn? It is so hot.
Well, we have, and it is.
Puppet porn is hot. I have to be honest.
It's weirdly hot.
It is strangely a turn-on.
Hey, Captain and Bean, I want to invite you guys to my yearly barbecue.
All right.
You know that barbecue where I put my meat on your grill? I can't believe you fell for it.
Yeah. He's awfully pleased with himself.
Did we fall for that?
No.
At any point?
Not at all. But what are we going to do about the window lickers party Friday night, guys? Anyone give that any thought over the weekend?
Oh,
Nick
no.
invited us all to a party at his house Friday night.
Mike's going to go.
I believe.
And Omar?
I believe we've all got big plans. We haven't discussed it since Friday, but I do believe Friday night is a party.
I'm busy.
Well, me too, but I'm saying.
But everyone else should go.
There's been a lot of people on the show is what I'm saying. We talked to a guy last week who wanted to raise enough money so that he could propose to his girlfriend during the commercials of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, I don't know if you could help me out. I'm trying to raise some money so I could let my wife know I want to divorce her during the Super Bowl. So if you could go to my website, I want to divorce you, you big fat cow. Plus, I've been sleeping with your sister for the last 3 months. .net. Well, yeah, .com was already taken.
Of course, yeah, that was already... Somebody already has that.
That's great.
We'll help you out. Thank you for calling. It's 323-520-AFRO.
Ralph, I hope you won't be offended now that the Seahawks lost that heartbreaking game Sunday to the Chicago Bears, that I may have to start rooting for the New Orleans Saints. They may have to be my team now to go the rest of the way. What do you think?
I don't care who you root for.
Well, I thought you might be offended because they beat your Eagles on Saturday, but...
Won't be offended. I'm rooting for the Chicago Bears.
Boom.
I'm not offended at all.
Boom. All right. There you go. No one's offended.
You got to pick a new team when yours is gone. But
freaking
our sports guy will be
Chargers.
Covering all that.
Freaking Chargers.
Yeah.
What
Chargers.
About that, huh?
as disappointed as you can imagine, as I was over the weekend that my Eagles lost, I really couldn't be too bitter because it was a miracle season. We never should have been in the playoffs. It was all gravy. Everything happened after McNabb went down was just gravy for me this year. I had a great season. I was really angry about the Chargers. I wanted the Chargers to go to the Super Bowl so bad.
Me too.
Yeah,
I'm so freaking tired of the Patriots too. I'm so tired of the Patriots.
They're so good though.
They are, but I was with Ralph. I so wanted to see the Chargers knock them off this year.
I got to go for Peyton. I got to go for Colts. I want Peyton Manning to get into a Super Bowl. I got to see that happen sometime in his career.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping Bears, Colts. That's what I'm pulling for.
Lisa, who's your team? Have you decided who you're going to pick?
So Raiders. Did you say Colts? I like horses.
Yeah. I like the cast of the producers.
I like horses. I'll go with the Colts.
Boo. 6:52 on the Kevin and Bean Show. An update with KFED and Brittany coming up after the top of the hour. First, with all the showbiz news, here's Ralph Garman.
Golden Globe Awards last night kicked off the big awards season. And there were a few surprises, but overall, it pretty much came out the way we expected. Battle was the best picture drama. Dreamgirls won for Best Picture, Musical, or Comedy. Best Actress in a Drama was Helen Mirren for The Queen. Best Actor in a Drama, Forrest Whitaker for The Last King of Scotland. And talk about your bad acceptance speeches.
Was he bad?
Wow.
Do you think he was drunk?
Next hour.
Oh, man. Was he drunk? Or was he just...
Just bad?
I don't think he's ever been good publicly speaking.
No.
He's really shy, right?
He's super dramatic, too. He really is sort of... He was like, wow. Wow.
Like, oh, here we go. He was Whitney sweating too, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Is that a category now?
That eye starts fluttering like it was going to take off from his head, too. Did you see that, Ralph?
Oh, yeah. Musical or comedy actress Meryl Streep for Devil Wears Prada. Musical or comedy actor Sacha Baron Cohen won for Borat, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of
Kansas. Yes, yes, yes.
Boy, was he entertaining in his speech last night. Pretty much all he talked about was the scene where he did naked wrestling with his 300-pound co-star. Here's a little piece of Sasha's speech.
I want to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press, and I just want to say...
By the way, everyone at home is going, that's Borat?
Yeah,
That dude right there with the British accent is Borat?
This movie was a life-changing experience. I saw some amazing, beautiful, invigorating parts of America, but I saw some dark parts of America, an ugly side of America, a side of America that rarely sees the light of day. I refer, of course, to the anus and testicles of my co-star, Kendra Vision. When I was in that scene, and I stared down and saw your two wrinkled Golden Globes on my chin, I thought to myself, I'd better win a bloody award for this. Yeah. And then when my 300-pound co-star decided to sit on my face and squeeze the oxygen from my lungs, I was faced with a choice. Death. Or to breathe in the air that had been trapped in a small pocket between his buttocks for 30 years. Oh. Kenneth, if it was not for that rancid bubble, I would not be here today.
Oh, my. Easily best speech of the night, didn't you think, Ralph?
Yeah. Him and you, Lori, both blew me away with their speeches. Gotta love those Brits.
Yep.
Not these Brits, however. The Osbournes. In the news again, Kelly Osbourne talking about her parents, Sharon and Ozzy, that her mother, Sharon, is so eager to become a grandparent, she told her the following. I don't care who gets you pregnant, just get me a grandchild.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Parents of the year, Sharon and Ozzy. Kelly, though, showing more sense than her parents, which is rare.
Yeah.
She goes, they're out of their minds. I love kids and I'd love to have them one day, but it's just something I can't fathom.
Good for her.
So she won't be getting knocked up anytime soon. We don't think.
Well, not by choice.
Jennifer Aniston and Courteney Cox may be reuniting. They will play rival tabloid editors on the finale of Courteney Cox's new FX drama, Dirt. The show is set to air March 27th. And People Magazine says this is the first time any two friends have been on a set together since Friends. So you can have that to look forward to.
Or not.
And the producers of Lost are already talking about how they're going to wrap the show up.
Really?
They've been talking to ABC and said they'd like to end the show before it jumps the shark. Too late! they said they want to know the X-Files problem. Remember X-Files kind of tapered off and went out with a whimper. They said they would like to end the show after about 100 episodes.
How many have they done?
53 episodes have aired so far. So Damon Lindelof says they have about two seasons more left than they think in them. The remainder of this, and then a fourth season, and then a wrap-up season would be the fifth season, kind of bringing all the loose ends together.
I was kind of hoping they could wrap it up next month.
That'd be good for me, too.
I'm still in. I still like it.
You know, we got a new Heroes next week.
Yes. Oh, is that right?
Yes. First Heroes comes back. Yeah, I'm very excited about that. I'm sort of off the Lost now. I'm on the Heroes. That's the way I look at it.
I got you.
Ralph,
speaking of Heroes, did you see your girl Hayden last night?
Oh! The entire cast of Heroes came out on stage, and she looked luminescent.
Yeah.
She literally, the sun was radiating off of her.
The sun?
She was like the center of the universe. That's where she was right there last
night.
Well,
we have said this before, but literally every week she gets hotter than the week before. And I don't know how it's possible, but if you saw her on TV, you know, this weekend, she'd be hotter than she was last night. It's
I
weird.
I know. It's just horrible.
Well, it's as she's hurtling in space toward her 18th birthday, Ralph. That's what it is.
She might just supernova when she hits 18. Yeah. She might just go up like a nuclear, like that Russian bomb that went off in 24 last night. Just that little suitcase nuke. That's what she's going to look like when she hits 18.
She's not going to be able to help it?
Yeah. Boy, 24. I've never watched a lot of the 24s, but this weekend I caught the four-hour premiere or whatever it was. Amazing.
Thank you.
Two nights of television, I'll tell you. Really very, very impressed. I've always known it was good, and for some reason I never could sort of carve out the time to watch. But I was really blown away by the past two nights of television. Good stuff.
Very good.
DVDs released today. It is new DVD day, so you can pick up Read It and Weep. Don't know what that is, but you can get it.
Okay.
The Protector you can also get.
Don't
I have
know
no
what
idea.
That is either.
The Protector.
That one was one of those low-budget action movies. I remember it being out.
Was it about the guy whose pen exploded in his pocket? So a friend gives him a piece of plastic that he puts in there, and then
it's a pocket protector.
Oh,
that's different.
Different movie.
Gridiron Gang with The Rock is available today, where he takes a bunch of crazy, wacky juvenile delinquents and turns them into a football team.
Sure.
But they're still locked up at the end, so it doesn't really matter.
So it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah. Employee of the Month, Dane Cook, Jessica Simpson.
And Jessica Simpson.
Together.
Yep.
Finally, the teaming we've been waiting for on the big screen.
That's an acting supernova team right there.
Yeah.
I want to stop people walking out of Best Buy later who are buying Employee of the Month. Because there's going to be people out there who are going to say, I need to own that. That has to be in my permanent DVD collection.
You going to tackle them in the parking lot?
I may do. I may just down.
That'd be spectacular. I'd pay cash money to see that. And finally, two reports on two of our favorite people. K-Fed, Kevin Federline.
Yes.
Has just signed a deal with McDonald's.
What?
To work? Actually, you would think. He's behind the counter, but he'll be working in a commercial for McDonald's that will air during the Super Bowl.
Oh, no. He's supposed to go away now.
He's going
to
make, Kevin? You want to know what he's going to make for the third second spot?
No, I don't.
Please. Nothing, right?
$500,000.
Oh, no. No.
Come on.
$500,000.
Really? He's still around?
Yeah. He'll be in the McDonald's commercial for the Super Bowl.
Oh.
How as depressing as that?
That hurts.
And last night, Whitney Houston was seen with her new boyfriend, Ray J.
Who's Ray J?
He is a R&B singer.
Yeah, that's right.
Who is the brother of Brandy. Brandy Norwood. His name is William Ray Norwood Jr. He's the brother of Brandy Norwood, also known as Moesha. And the two of them apparently dating.
What's the age difference on that couple, Ralph?
She has 18 years on him.
Wow.
He's 18 years younger than Whitney Houston is. And she has about 2 kilos on him, too. Or they were in her trunk or someplace. I don't know if they're on him. Or
you hear Whitney Houston introducing her boyfriend, Ray J?
Oh, you don't have to call me Johnson. No one gets that. But there used to be a comedian, knew that. You can call me Ray, and you can call me Jay. Remember that guy?
Barely.
Yeah. Very funny. Today's celebrity birthdays, John Carpenter. Very talented, I guess best known for his horror films. He directed Halloween and directed Escape from New York, one of my favorite movies with Kurt Russell, and The Fog and The Thing. Very talented guy. 59 years old today. Debbie Allen, actress, dancer, producer. She was in Fame. That's all I remember her from.
Yeah.
Fame. Fame costs. And here's where you start paying with sweat.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's 57
years
old today.
She does all the choreography for the big award shows and stuff now.
That's what makes her nut. Yes. And Kate Moss, supermodel and She's got great taste in men, too.
She's, oh, yeah.
Dating that Shambles, Baby Shambles lead singer, Pete Doherty.
Solid as a rock.
Yes, he is. No problems there. She's 31 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
What I love is when kids are used as weapons. That's my favorite thing.
That is the best, yeah.
You really want to get back at your ex in an ugly, ugly divorce, and you do it by basically extorting your ex for a certain amount of money in order to not take full custody of the kids. That, to me, is entertaining for all.
You must be talking about K-Fed and Brittany, our favorite couple.
Yeah, apparently, what's the deal? He wants $50 million or he's going to sue for full custody of the two kids they have. And they're both little kids, right? Which neither one of them ought to ever be in a room with unsupervised. I mean, either Kevin or Brittany ought to be able to really take care of those kids on their own.
The prenup gives K-Fed $5 million. I think Brittany offered him $10 million. And he's saying unless he gets $50 million, he's going to try and get custody of the kids.
So I don't know if this is going to be something that they're going to be able to work out between them, the two of them, the happy kids, or if it's going to end up going in court, and that's where lifestyle is going to come into play, and that's why it's been so funny lately to see Brittany turn into what she's turned into and Kevin turn into what he's turned into. Yeah. So let's see if we can catch up and sort this whole mess out. Ladies and gentlemen, the happy ex-Fetter lines on the phone with us right now, Kevin and Brittany. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
I'm sorry, we were looking for K-Fed.
That's me. I'm K-Fed. Sir Kelvin Fetterworth.
That's a phony accent.
I agree with your ex-wife here. What are you doing, Kevin? That's not you.
What am I doing? I'm preparing a breakfast of fresh raspberry summer squash and creme fraiche.
Okay, here's the weird thing, Brittany. It looks to us like you're imploding. Like you're showing up without the underwear, and you're passing out on New Year's Eve, and you're
my vagina was everywhere.
There's pictures of you throwing up on your first date online today, and Kevin.
Lisa.
Yeah.
Do not mix like the Red Bull with the Jaeger, and then like the hypnotic. Not good.
Don't.
Oh
do that.
My God.
Okay.
Wow, that does sound deadly. But here's the thing.
Gross.
Here's the thing, Brittany. When it comes down to a judge looking at you and looking at Kevin and deciding who's going to get custody of these little babies, I mean, how do you think that's going to make you look? You don't look like a fit mom.
I'm the bestest.
Well, here's the thing. K-Fed has now started to clean up his look. He's dressing better. He's hanging out with his old kids.
Yeah.
From Shar Jackson.
He's shaving.
I love those little tykes.
Oh, my God.
He just signed for a McDonald's commercial. It looks like he's preparing for the battle, and you're not.
There's not a battle. What are you talking about?
Okay, it was. Let me see if I can put it in ways that you can understand it, Brittany.
Thank you, Meanie. My head hurts.
Okay, it would have been easy for you to have the children awarded to you when he was, you know, showing up dirty and smoking and wearing a wife beater. But now he's wearing suit jackets and you never see him out partying and he's not drinking and he actually has a job and he's actually working. He's starting to look like a more fit parent than you, is what I'm saying.
Y'all, you can pimp out a Pinto, but it's still a Pinto.
That's true.
But the truth is, Kevin and Bean.
Can I ask a question before you go on, K-Fed?
Sure.
Where is that music
coming
from?
It's from my kitchen.
Is that classical music?
I always prefer the classics in the morning. You know, the three Bs, Brahms, Bach, or Beethoven.
But which is this that we're listening to, K-Fed?
Oh, this is, of course, Beethoven. Mm-hmm. The second overture, 1759.
What about every time we have you on, you're talking about slinging yayo, and it's all about the rap music. What about that?
That savage, primitive hip-hop beast you saw before was merely a show. It was a facade. I was trying my best to make that uncouth, that crude Philistine Britney Spears look a little bit better during our marriage. But now that we're divorced and separated, I can get back to my regular, my normal persona.
So K-Fed, that was a character that you developed?
Yes, and I'd like to put that behind me.
So what we're hearing now from you, this accent, this music, this is what you were doing when you were rocking the no back before you met Brittany.
I'm actually not from Fresno. I'm from Fresno. It's a township in northern London.
What are you talking about?
You're not from northern London.
I am. I'll be returning to my home, my winter cottage in Northumberland. Right now I'm in uptown Manhattan in my brownstone apartment. Yes, I'm auditing some literature classes at NYU, but I hope to continue my education at Cambridge when I get the chance. Unfortunately, I just couldn't get in this semester. Really quite a shame.
Yeah, I guess.
Brittany, what do you think about the new K-Fed?
Oh, Kevin, shut up. The only London you saw was on Mary Poppins.
Nice.
It's amazing to me how she just continues to act like this disgusting redneck.
I hate you. I'm going to hit you with my new Birkin bag.
back.
She's certainly not putting on a good show for the courts, I don't think.
Well, I'm not going to lower myself to her level.
Is that right? That's what you're famous for. All right, listen, we're almost out of time here, KFed, but what about the rap? I mean, that's all you've talked to us about for 2 years is how you were going to be the, you know, the next big white superstar. Have you given up that music completely? And if so, what's replaced it?
I have. At this point in my career, that whole hip-hop image is quite ludicrous.
Yeah, ludicrous?
Be real.
Right?
No doubt. I decided, you know, earlier this month I saw an exhibit on 15th century Japanese poetry. I took quite a liking to haiku, so I thought I'd give you a little sample of my haiku.
We don't have a rap song today?
Oh, no. That's just simply disgusting, that unrefined, unsophisticated form of music. It's not becoming of me, if you understand what I'm saying.
You're going to perform a haiku?
Yes.
Kevin Federline.
I have a couple for you. This first one is about my former wife, Brittany.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Brittany, you fat whore. You behave like sour lemon, but built like a pear.
Well done.
Thank you. I'll be entering that to the New Yorker later this month.
Is that right?
How about number two?
Do you read the New Yorker?
I do, often. Yes. White trash piglet girl, your intellect so petite, your thighs so robust.
I think I like the new Kevin.
I do as well. Brittany, you may have a fight on your hands for the kids.
Yeah, well, I'm rubbing your glue whenever you say bounce on me at 16.
Wow, that really hurt.
You know, we're only a couple weeks into 2007, but the world tour is up and running. We already sent somebody to see that band, My Chemical Romance, in Glasgow, Scotland. If I recall, last Friday we had our friend Jared Leto in the studio. Mike?
Oh!
Wow, not paying attention. How about that?
He was dreaming.
Thrown off by the music.
And he helped us make a phone call to give away a trip to see his band, My 30 Seconds to Mars, in Montreal, Canada. Now we're up to destination number 3 of K-Rock's World Tour 2007.
Hey, Omar, what is this music that you gave us? What in God's name is this?
Getting a massage.
K-Rock's World Tour 2007.
This is what they play when I get my acupuncture, by the way. The guy turns on the heat lamps and then puts this music on, lowers the lights, and then leaves the room. It's supposed to be relaxing.
That has his way with you?
This doesn't really say go, 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 like we're getting ready to do.
Well, Muse is a great band.
Yes.
And they are playing the Forum April 10th. Tickets for that go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m. You win those tickets and you qualify for destination number 3.
Hang on one sec. I just got to ask you. Is this from an old Kung Fu episode? Is that where they went to get the music?
It's a chance to see Muse in an old Kung Fu episode.
Because I almost can picture Quiet Chain Kang, whatever his name is, walking across the desert as I hear this.
You get a chance to see Muse in Hong Kong.
Oi,
is where this came from. So that's not a bad trip, right?
Right.
K-Rock's World Tour 2007, destination number 3, Muse in Hong Kong.
Oi.
Despite this bad music, you get on the standby boarding list by winning tickets to see Muse April 10th at the Forum. Again, tickets go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m.
Very
cool. Excuse me, miss, I asked for the wonton soup, please. Because you just changed
it. Oh, yeah, right there.
I don't want the
right
egg drop.
There.
I want the wonton.
Yeah. Right there. Oh, yeah. Right there. Let's start the giveaways right now.
K-Rock World Tour 2007. Destination 3.
Hi, this is Don from the band Muse. Listen to K-Rock all this week and you can be seeing us live in Hong Kong, China.
Get on the standby boarding list all this week and win tickets to see Muse.
April 10th at the Forum.
Tickets are on sale Saturday.
Listen for Kevin and me to call your name Friday morning at 7:15.
对不起，我迷了路。K
Rock World Tour 2007.
Call the 20 now.
800-520-1067. KROQ.
All right, hang on. Let me check the Golden Globes
say
here.
Say something
see if
here tonight.
Oh, Warren Beatty's on the stage, you guys.
Will undoubtedly just scare the hell out of all of us.
Oh, dear God, with the Warren Beatty. 20 minutes of last night's Golden Globes Award. I think it was the 64th, 5th, and 6th Golden Globe Awards last night. It was the Warren Beatty tribute.
Wow.
I think he absolutely deserves a lifetime achievement. What I was delighted for him to get the Cecil B. DeMille. He is one of our great filmmakers and actors. However, it may, like so many other things on the Golden Globes, have gone on just a wee bit too
I couldn't
long.
Care less about him, but you did time it. It really
yes.
was 20 full minutes.
20 minutes from the time Tom Hanks came out to make the announcement until the time Warren Beatty finally was ushered off the stage because he had to take heart medicine or something like that.
That is a good chunk of TV right there.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll have time, but if there was something in particular about the Golden Globes that you feel we should mention, please give us a call right now at 1-800-520-1067. For instance, I fell in love with Emily Blunt last night, who I'd never seen before. She's the chick from the Devil Wears Prada.
She's great, too. You should see that movie.
Wow, is she hot?
Yeah, she's good.
Wow, is she hot?
She's hot, yeah.
For God's sake.
Yeah, had no idea. So that's the deal. I mean, there was definitely some boobalicious actress action going on last night. You know, Salma Hayek, for instance, came out there with just a rack like you wouldn't believe.
Oh. Yeah, she's something.
Just unbelievable. But, of course, the attention is up on the stage, and I promise you highlights of the Forrest Whitaker interview. I'm only going to give you the first minute of Forrest Whitaker. He won for his amazing portrayal of the Ugandan dictator. He plays Idi Amin, right, The Last King of Scotland. And he's unbelievable. We've had him on the show before, and he's a bright, articulate guy, and he's a terrific actor. I don't know what happened to him last night, but he fell apart.
You having sex?
Yeah, this is great.
Okay, so far you're watching, you're going, well, he's a little out of breath, he's a little exasperated, it's hot, he's sweaty, he's nervous. Give him a second to catch his breath, and now he comes with the speech, right? Clearly, he's composed himself by now.
Right.
Wow, this is, wow. Okay.
My.
Thank you. You know, thank you for this award. For the best actor award, Dana Bean.
So, what in God's name?
What?
I have no idea. But at least the crowd, you know, they're trying to encourage him. They're happy for him. You know, he's very, very respected and well-liked in Hollywood. So they're trying to give him a little bit of applause just to kind of encourage him. Hey, it's okay. I know you're nervous. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
It means a lot to me. Really happy to be included in the company of like Leo and...
Okay, so he's trying to thank the other nominees in his category.
Right.
And unfortunately, he's not really in a position where he's going to remember all the names. So, all right, so Leo so far. Leo, of course, nominated for The Departed. Let's see where Forrest Whitaker goes from there.
And Will, you know.
Other guys?
You know. Oh, it's okay. Whatever, you know, too. And Leo again.
Leo again?
You know. Thanks.
Okay, so that goes on.
Oh, God. Did he just finish a marathon?
I don't know, guys. And you tell me, you heard the tape, you couldn't see him, but drunk or just nervous?
Well, they do serve alcohol at the Golden Globes. That I know.
Yes.
So a lot of people have the opportunity to drink. I don't know what that is.
I think nervous, because I know he's really shy.
But...
Yeah.
But to that extent?
Yeah. Maybe it's a little above.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, I'd also like to point out, and Kevin has made this point in previous years, you can't be so shocked that you win if there's only five people in the category, okay? You have to have at least some tiny inkling that the possibility exists that you might have to get up on stage and give a speech.
If one of the waiters' name is called, he should get up there and be really surprised. Because he's just a waiter.
Right.
But Forrest Whitaker should have had an idea. Plus, he's won tons of other awards for this Last King of Scotland, too. It wasn't a huge surprise that he won, but he clearly was not ready for it. Let's take a quick call before we get some more tape. Let's go to Johanna in Lake Forest talking about one of the great traditions of the Golden Globes that they've had for decades and decades and continued last night. Hi, Johanna. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Hi, Kevin, Dean, Lisa May.
Hello.
Hi there. What'd you like about the show?
I just thought the little girl on the right who just stood there and ushered people off was cute.
Jack Nicholson's daughter was Miss Golden Globe this year.
Daughter?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
And it's hilarious. And they've done this. They've always done this. I think Cybill Shepherd was one. They've had a bunch of them have gone on to be famous. And they always pick the daughter of somebody. What is it, Lisa? Somebody who's won a Golden Globe? Is that how it works?
I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So Jack Nicholson, by the way, who, am I lying? He's 75, right? I mean, he really is like 75 years old. How old do you think his daughter looks, Johanna?
18.
She does.
And I was thinking, Nicholson would so nail her if he could.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Would you like us to set up a date for you, Johanna?
No.
Okay. You just thought she was cute. Okay.
It was surprising, though. Thank you for the call. But yeah, you're right about that. It's unbelievable that he has a daughter that young. About the same age as the girls he dates. All right. My girlfriend, Maria Menounos, was on the show last night.
Yeah.
And I love her more than I love, well, anything in the world because she's so hot. She's on Access Hollywood and she does some work for the Today Show. So back when they had time in the beginning of the show to do interviews as people left the stage, she was doing brief interviews with people. And here she is with America Ferrera, who had just won the Golden Globe for her performance on Ugly Betty. She's the star of Ugly Betty, okay? Right. This is one of the most awkward interviews I've ever heard of somebody who's just won a Golden Globe.
Joining me right now is America Ferrera. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, what do you say to all those people out there who did not want you to play Ugly Betty?
Okay, so
what?
The look on America Ferrera's face is, what are you talking about? What? I don't understand. What do you mean? The people who didn't want me to play Ugly Betty? So Maria Menounos basically is saying, hey, I know you just want a Golden Globe. But really, nobody wanted you on this show. You understand that, right?
That's not true.
That's it's not true at all.
Is she trying to compliment her looks by saying that? Like, she's not ugly?
I think she's trying to say, in Maria's mind, there were other actresses that were supposed to have that role or wanted to have role or something like that, and she got it and proved that she was the right choice for the role because she just won a Golden Globe. But you can tell America just totally flummoxed by this.
I don't know. I don't know who they are.
Originally, wasn't it something where, you know, they weren't sure if they were going to go with you and Selma and everyone pulled out?
Yeah, I just say thank you to Selma and Pepe for seeing just how ugly I was before anybody else did.
You know, nobody thought you were a very good actress, America. Oh, and really, you shouldn't really even be here. And I was like, everybody else pulled out.
Thank God for you, everybody else quit. Because then you got it.
Wow. Hugh Laurie wins for House. Always funny. Always one of the best speechmakers in television.
I must thank the Hollywood Foreign Press Association and salute my brother nominees and thank all the my fellow actors on House and the wonderful writers and producers and a truly wonderful crew. I know everyone says they have a wonderful crew, and logically that can't be the case. They can't all be wonderful. Somebody somewhere is working with a crew of drunken thieves.
Sure, yeah. All the biggest names in Hollywood are there. You look out and you see your Jack Nicholson and you see your Meryl Streep and your Steven Spielberg. And it's just, I mean, it's A+. Clint Eastwood, they're all there. And then you get guys like, oh, I don't know, David Spade presenting an award last night.
Yes.
And even more remarkably, for my money, was Tim Allen. Now, I know Omar loves Tim.
Tim Allen's alive?
Tim Allen comes out with Vanessa Williams from the Ugly Betty TV show. And here's a little of how Tim sounded.
The five nominees in this category are so versatile, they are equally at home on our TV and in feature films.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what.
What the hell is he doing? Has he just lost?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you. You said it. You're right about that.
If looks were a minute, this would be a long day right here. I'll tell you that.
So I guess he planned that one out. That'll be my funny line, is to say Vanessa Williams, former Miss America, is pretty, because no one knows that.
Here are the nominees for Best Actor in a TV Series or Comedy. Alec Baldwin from Third Rock.
Okay, just as a tip, Tim Allen. Not funny. And at least if your only job is to name the shows that the people are in, at least get the name of the shows right. It's 30 Rock is the show that Alec Baldwin is in.
Third Rock is an old show.
Right. It's been off the air about 10 years, Tim Allen. Alec Baldwin actually won last night the Golden Globe for his very funny work on 30 Rock. But as a minimum, if you're going to be a presenter, at least maybe just, you know, get the name of the
show.
That's
what they get for putting Tim Allen up there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Come on. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Let's say good morning to Gary in Upland really quickly. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Hi there. What did you notice about last night's Golden Globes?
The orbs of flesh that were in front of Selma Hayek in stunning HD that were just magnificent.
Oh, I mean, she was the Golden Globes. Let's face it.
It's stunning HD.
Golden Globes, baby. I love HD.
Especially for those moments.
Wow.
Here's Ralph Garman with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Last night, Golden Globe Awards, of course. I heard you guys talking about him. I don't know if you caught beforehand the TV Guide channel.
Nope.
Busted out Joan and Melissa Rivers to work the red carpet.
No.
And
they're still alive?
Sadly, yes. Joan, I don't think, is anymore. I think they just they prop her up, and I'm pretty sure I saw some monofilament fishing line going to the bottom of her jaw, and they just yank it and play clips from old interviews because she doesn't need to make any sense, so I really don't have to worry about it. Just you move the corpse.
That's true.
That is Joan Rivers. As embarrassing as ever. I think they gave her a ton of research this time because she had stacks and stacks of 8x5 cards in front of her. She was reading off verbatim.
Because she never knows anyone or anything.
Exactly. Right. She has no clue who these people are, what their projects are, what's going on. And even with all that information, she still managed to screw up a couple times. My favorite one, well, I had a couple. My favorite one last night, I think, was when she was talking to Mary J. Blige and was wrong. In the course of the interview, and then seemed to get angry at Mary because of it. Seems to me.
I'm here with Mary J. Blige. She's performing tonight, and she's freezing to death.
No, I'm not performing the song that's nominated for an award, and it's nominated, so that's why we're here.
All right, they said to me performing, so...
I'm here because of the award. Yeah.
Even better.
Oh, my God.
Well, they said
God.
To me performing, so...
They told me performing.
And you want me to perform then? She was forcing... You're performing. They told me, that's what you're doing. You're performing.
She's never had information before, Ralph. She doesn't know what to do with it.
And she still got it wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not performing just here because they're nominated. What? It says to me performing. I'm just nominated. I don't know what to say.
But, guys, Joan Rivers does the Golden Globes every year. They never have musical performances. Nobody performs on that show.
Well, who knew that?
It's not just that Mary J. wasn't performing. There are no musical performances on the program.
Well, besides that fact, it just once you say you're performing, she goes, no, I'm just not. You go, oh,
sorry.
I'm sorry, I must be misinformed. It's like, well, they told me performing. Well, I can't help you
I'll
there.
Perform if you want, but I'm not supposed to.
Then she was talking to Mary Louise Parker from Weeds.
Mm-hmm.
And she got it right. She had all the information. She knew, said the show, her castmates talked about it, did a horrible interview, but at least the facts were right.
Right.
But once she got off the card, she can't help herself. She can't help but be an idiot. Listen, as they're trailing, the music's trailing, she's going away from this interview, what she squeezes in here.
That's so great.
Yeah.
A pleasure seeing you.
Thank you.
Love the show.
Thank you so much.
You're so beautiful.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
How tall are
you? What kind of question is that? Seriously, whoever asks that?
She has no filter at all.
She's got nothing.
Whatever comes to her head, she just
looks at, oh, she looks tall. How tall are you?
You're tall.
What do you weigh? What color is your nail polish?
She's bad in every way.
Who combed your hair?
I just hate her. But she looks good, right, Ralph?
Oh, dear God. What's up with the Miss USA pageant? Tara Conner, she was the one who won the award. She was Miss USA. She got caught drinking underage in New York bars. And so Donald Trump lets her keep the crown, gives her a second chance. Right. But Miss Nevada USA, Katie Reese, she was the one with all the photos on the internet of her licking areola and whatnot at bars.
By the way, that should more qualify her for that position.
Yeah,
for
we
God's
need
sake.
To change
Miss
our
Nevada.
Standards.
They should upgrade her instead
it's
of
Miss
downgrade
Nevada.
Her. They should make her Miss World, Miss Universe or something. And anyway, now news breaks today that Miss New Jersey USA, Ashley Harder, will have to hand over her tiara to her first runner-up because she's pregnant.
Her last name is Harder?
It is.
Yeah.
And that is definitely not allowed.
So they don't want you to be pregnant and Miss America.
Not when you're Miss New Jersey.
Right.
They prefer you not to be pregnant. If you had been Mrs. New Jersey, I guess it would have been okay.
That's kind of judgmental.
So anyway, those are the rules. And so she had to hand over her her tiara. And the girl, the second runner-up who they gave the award to, she's like, well, I don't know why she's not Miss USA anymore, but I wish you good luck. They never told her the reason. She's out there just shooting her mouth off, not realizing that Ashley Harder now will have a much harder existence being a single mother.
Hey, nicely done.
See what I did there.
Nicely done.
Speaking of Katie Reese, by the way, who's Miss USA Nevada, or was, she just signed a $2 million contract with a Las Vegas promoter who does the Beecher's Madhouse show over at the Hard Rock at the Joint.
That's a good show. That's where they have the Mini Kiss and all that?
Mini Kiss performs there, exactly. They've got comedians, and they have all kinds of variety acts, magicians, jugglers, sword throwers, freaks, that kind of stuff. Anyway, she'll be the MC of that show beginning March 31st. And apparently she's kicking it off with a female orgasm contest where she will be judging ladies coming up from the audience pretending to have orgasms, and you vote for the best ones.
That is a
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Ooh,
you're contesting
oh,
now.
God. Oh,
mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, then.
She wins.
It's a very liquored up crowd, that one.
Yeah, I bet these...
That'll be good.
That's a show I'd like to see. I'd like to see that show. It's in Vegas this weekend for the Adult Entertainment Expo.
There. Oh, yeah. How was that?
Oh, that's an exhausting town, that Vegas.
It is. You got 2-3 days, you got
to
get out.
But here's the thing. My wife and I said, well, good thing we got Monday off, because we fly in Sunday night. We got the whole day to recover.
Right.
So Sunday night rolls around. We're about to get on the plane. I said, let's just... stay an extra night. We got the next day, so we booked the hotel for another night, and we made a flight for Monday. And that was
how'd that work out for you?
Huge mistake.
How do you feel today?
Like crap. But yeah, good time was had by all.
How was your Eagles bar? I know you had to punt since you're away from the Shack this weekend.
The only upside of the weekend for me football-wise, of course, the Eagles did lose in a tough, tough game to the New Orleans Saints, but I found an Eagles bar in Nevada. There's a bar like the Shack I go to in Santa Monica. It's an all-Eagles bar. There's one in Nevada. A guy moved there from Philadelphia, opened his bar, and it's just packed with Eagles fans.
No kidding.
And so it was a good time. We had a lot of fun.
Did they welcome you as one of their own?
They did. It's a very, you wear that jersey. You are welcome to the Brotherhood the minute you walk through the door. But it was great because there was this one black guy that was just going off. It was just the biggest Eagles fan in my life. And you see the game at all?
Some of it, not all of it.
Very early on, they laid a lick on Reggie Bush where I thought they killed the guy.
Yeah,
he was just kind of crawling around on all fours. He wasn't getting up too quick. This guy's head exploded. Yeah! He's a dead man! Kill him! Bring a coffin in! He's dead! We killed him! He's high-fiving him, running around the restaurant. I said, that's my boy right there. So that was a good time.
Bring a coffin in.
Bring a coffin in.
What did he say after the game?
He said, see you next year.
Yeah.
That's what we all said pretty much. A first date with Britney Spears has to be a good time, right?
Sure. What do you think, right?
Well, I guess you have to ask actor-model Isaac Cohen, who's Britney's new beau. Lipstick.com has photos from one of their early dates where you can see him cleaning up. How do I put this delicately? Well, Britney had a few cocktails, apparently, and proceeded to lose her dinner all over the interior of his car and on his cell phone.
God.
Yeah.
And they've actually posted pictures of him sort of cleaning up after her.
Yeah. It's ugly.
With his hands, by the way.
Oh. Well, what are you going to do?
What do you want to use?
Unless you got a dustbuster in the trunk, you're sort of
a towel, maybe, instead of using your fingers?
Apparently he tried to use his shirt.
Yeah,
I guess he had a white shirt on and he tried to cover it up, but then the photographers were right there and they put those online.
For the record, he's quite the gentleman. He went on his MySpace page and said it was a peanut butter. It was a peanut butter accident in the car. That's what he was cleaning up on his car, peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
That's what it was. It wasn't Britney's regurgitation. It was peanut butter that accidentally got all over his car interior and his cell
phone. How do you spill peanut butter? Exactly.
Well, you know, Kevin, sometimes you have peanut butter in the car.
And you open it, and you can shake it around, and it would still stay in the
Maybe the car was hot, and the peanut butter got very runny.
I just love peanut butter and would like people to be that I could talk to peanut about with peanut butter.
He said, I'm day with Bean. That's what happened.
That's what he said.
And
tonight, American Idol. Oh, I can't wait. It's like an 8-hour premiere tonight, American
Idol. Is it?
It starts at noon, I think, and goes over to 8 o'clock tonight on Fox.
Are they all bad tonight? Is that
tonight? The baddies. Well, yeah. They mix them in. You know, they have some good ones, but this is primarily the rejects, yeah.
That's
last
the part
year,
I like.
It seems to me they had about 7 or 8 shows of the auditions before they started narrowing down the good singers. So yeah. I think there's going to be a lot of bad that look forward to in the next month.
Simon Cowell returns. He, of course, has a rap for being a bad guy, for coming down on people.
Sure.
But he said he hasn't always been that way. He's been in the music business for a long time. Apparently, in the early 80s, Eddie Murphy flew him to Los Angeles to take a listen to his music when he was putting his album together to get his take on it.
Because
Simon was a producer and stuff. And he said he thought the two of them would meet alone. He'd listen to music, give him an honest opinion. But when he got there, there were about 20 members of Eddie's entourage surrounding him, listening to the music with him.
Right.
And he said he was so intimidated he couldn't say anything bad. He was like, oh, yes, that's nice, that's good, and left because he was scared to death.
Is this the song?
Yeah.
Bumblebee in your butt. Put a Cadillac in your butt. Put a big rock in your butt.
He said, yeah, that's it. Put a big rock in your butt. That's
Thank
good.
Thank God he didn't say anything bad, or else we never would have had Boogie in Your Butt. Or Party All the Time.
Oh,
another classic.
Jam.
My girl wants to party all the time. Party all the time.
Okay, that's not so
party
much a jam.
Party all the time. Good stuff. Today's celebrity birthdays: Debbie Allen, actress, singer, choreographer, producer, director, 57 years old today. Kate Moss, the supermodel's 31. John Carpenter, great director who gave us Escape from New York. Not so much Escape from L.A., but Escape from New York was good. Halloween, The Fog, The Thing, Dark Star, many classic horror and science fiction films. 59 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Okay, why can't you admit you don't like it? Just say, I don't like it. I'm not a fan of it. I'm not happy with that gift. That's what I'm saying. Why don't you just say that?
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ, 106.7 KROQ, 8:13 Tuesday morning. We'll get back to that in a second. But first, what about Muse in Hong Kong, ladies and gentlemen? What about the standby boarding list? You win tickets to see Muse April 10th at the Forum, and then Friday morning we hook someone up with the grand prize to Hong Kong to see Muse in concert.
We couldn't have found any upbeat music for this. We have to use this?
Apparently.
It does say Chinese restaurant more than it says exciting and vibrant Hong Kong. You're right about that.
It says, I don't know, massage to me. It says, yeah, you know.
I see that too. Kevin, it's not that I don't like the gift that Psycho Mike got me for Christmas, Uncle Milton's Ant Farm Gel Colony. I love it. I'm not even going to say it's not just that I like it. I love it. What are you talking about?
Well, we were talking about this the other day, and Bean was saying how much he loved Mike's Ant Farm gift mm-hmm. that he gave him for Christmas.
Very thoughtful.
And then Mike said, well, did you get ants for it yet? And Bean said, oh, no, I'm not going to do that.
I don't understand if there aren't any ants in it. It's just, isn't it a box with sand or gel?
He said to me, and I quote, Mike, I really love the gift you sent me. I'm not going to use it, but I love it.
Don't understand.
Now, my point is, why don't you just say, I don't like that kind of thing? And it was thoughtful of you, but no thanks.
Well, I like
you can't love it and not use it.
Uh-uh.
I love the concept of ant farms. I think ant farms are awesome. Believe me, and Uncle Milty has been doing the ant farms for 50 years.
What do you mean you love the concept? What does that mean?
Well, it was an awesome invention. It's a cool thing that he came up with and has sold millions of copies around the world. I mean, it's a great idea. The ant farm is awesome. And now, of course, into the 21st century, they have the gel colony, which is better than dirt. I guess you don't have to feed them. You don't have to water them. You just put the ants in. You watch them build their tunnels. And it's some sort of a nutrient-rich gel that they can live in.
Exactly.
Well that seems perfect.
Speaking of nutrient-rich cells.
I figured, look, Bean and I are very similar in that we both have a high appreciation for animals. And I know ants ants may seem a bit diminutive in the animal kingdom, but in actuality, just watching an animal and animals in their natural state kind of monitoring what they do is cool. And I figured, right. Hey, Bean would love this.
So you sent it to him, and he does love it. He's not going to use it.
I really love it. I'm very grateful for it, yeah.
It's like saying, I love the shirt you got me, never going to wear it,
right.
But love it.
Yeah.
You know what the thing is, guys, and you're going to think this is doesn't make any sense, but I don't know enough about what it does to the ants to put them in the gel colony. I mean, does it cut their lifespan by half? Do they die an ugly death?
Okay, hold on. We're still talking about ants, right?
Well, yeah, we're talking about ants. I mean,
look. Do they die an early death?
Right.
Yeah, you're not going to step on them because they're in a little farm.
And ants seem pretty tough and resilient. You know,
they do.
I think the way they die in the wild is like bigger insects eat them. So putting them in an ant farm, wouldn't that
they're protected.
Prolong their life?
You would think.
I don't think
in
bigger
a nutrient-rich environment.
I don't think bigger insects eat ants. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of ants. There's no way someone's
not enough to
right.
Off. You try and step on as many as you can.
No,
I mean, I understand that.
You'd never intentionally step on an ant. There'd be no reason to do that. I mean, what's the point of killing an ant for no reason? You know what I mean? That's really what I'm saying about the gel farm.
Well, you're not killing them. It's a farm. You're letting them live.
Right.
You're giving them a reprieve.
I don't know.
You're saying nobody's going to step on these damn ants.
Exactly.
You're taking the wild feral dogs and bringing them into your home is essentially what you're doing, just on a smaller scale. On a smaller scale.
I feel like the ants would be happier living outside. You know what I mean?
The
living
ants, with the, do you really think the ants know? Do you think the ants in the ant farm are going to go, wow, this blows. Man, my people are having a great time out there in the dirt. My life here blows.
First of all, I saw the movie Ants, and ants are a lot smarter than you think. They can drive. They can talk.
Oh, for God's sakes. Honestly,
live? They're in the snow. That can't be fun.
Right.
Well, they've got
right outside in your backyard right now, there's massive ant Armageddon from the freezing snow, whereas they would be so much better off in their warm, nutrient-dense gel.
But no, Bean can't do that. Nuh-uh.
Oh, didn't want to interfere with nature.
No possible way.
Outcome of the world.
you never know, man. You know what they always say? You kill a butterfly over here and a tsunami happens over there.
That's
BS. Nothing
BS.
Far East hippie
BS. Nothing true about
let's
that.
Let's talk to Melanie real quick in L.A. We don't have much time here, but I don't feel right about putting the ants in the gel colony because I feel like I'm sentencing them. I mean, I feel like that's putting Saddam on the gallows. You know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
What do you know about the gel ant farm from Uncle Milton?
It's no good. We had one at a school I worked at. We thought it'd be cute for the kids.
Right.
It starts off cute, but then they live there too long and they start dying and eating each other.
Because they're wild animals, people.
Well,
what's wrong with you?
They're insects.
But they're stuck in the gel. It's kind of disgusting.
Oh, but they can eat it, Melanie.
You know, ants may do that anyway, right? Don't they gather up their dead?
I don't know, but watching them pile up in the little bodies in the corners and their body parts breaking apart. It's pretty disgusting.
It's good times right there.
But what Lisa is suggesting is maybe that's what they do out in the wild. We just don't see it.
Right.
I mean, is it possible that the gel ant farm didn't make things worse for them? They just continued to live the way they would live outside.
Well, why are you arguing against your own position?
I'm just a bear man.
We need a zoologist. We need an insect specialist, not some teacher.
Mark in Westwood. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hi, Mark.
Good. So out in the wild. The average life of an ant is probably 19 to 24 hours.
19 to 24 hours?
That's it?
Yeah, so by putting them in an ant farm, you would actually let them live longer.
Boom.
Boom.
Do ants eat each other?
I'll take it one step further and say boom shakalaka.
Ouch.
Huh?
What about what the caller said about the ants eating their dead? Does that happen, Mark?
I mean, what people don't know is there's a lot of species of ants. I mean, ants is a pretty, broad term, you know? In some species maybe, but not in others.
The Uncle Milton ants that you mail off for are harvester ants. What about them?
Harvester ants? I don't know. I really don't know a lot about ants. I just really know that one stat.
Are you a zoologist?
Well, I mean, I'm a zoologist, but you could specialize in a lot of different stuff. So,
what do you specialize
in? Crappy zoologist, I'll tell you that.
The ones you get in this particular ant farm, I got the same one. These are monsters. These are not the babies you see out in your backyard. These are from El Paso, Texas or something. They're monsters.
Are they red?
They have little cowboy hats?
They're reddish.
The big red
auburn,
ants.
Yes.
Little ant cowboy
they do,
hats?
Yes.
Really?
Spurs, the whole deal.
So they only live 19 hours, Mark. Is what you're saying, and Bean would actually be doing them a favor by doing this thing.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Well, thanks. So says you.
He's a zoologist. What are you?
He's a shaky zoologist. I prefer to err on the side of caution. That's all. Why kill all these ants if I don't have?
So you're going to
let? He's an animal specialist. What?
You're going to let the ants freeze? That's what you're saying to us.
Yeah.
Kevin, I'm not.
You're saying to us, Kevin, Mike, Lisa. I am interested in letting the ants freeze to death.
I'm not saying that. They're
shivering
right now out in front of my house.
No.
But I do want to make one thing perfectly clear, Mike, and I don't want anyone to misunderstand this.
Every time I snap my fingers, another ant dies outside your house.
Oh, how dare you. That hurts me. I do want to make one thing clear before we break it. That is, Mike, I want you to know for sure, I love the ant farm, man. I really appreciate
it. Sounds like it.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the
Wolf. Oh, my God.
Sorry. I'm so tired of that noise.
The lesson there is he will come and get you.
Kevin actually got out of the chair to try to hit Mike in the nuts for playing that noise.
Across the room.
This picture at KROQ.com of Psycho Mike, who, by the way, we went out of our way to send away from KROQ so he would not be here to embarrass us in front of our guest, Jared Leto, on Friday.
Yeah.
Mike apparently sneaked back and was waiting for Jared outside the back door of the radio station and got his picture taken with him. And it's just pathetic. The way he's looking at Jared, the love in his eyes, Mike, seriously.
Yeah, you need to stop it.
Hey, Mike, this is Jared. Stop with the noise. Okay. You're freaking me out.
You're freaking him out
freak
as well.
Jared out.
Exactly.
We love him.
You don't want to freak him out.
You're scaring your own boyfriend away. It's 8:30 on the Kevin and Bean Show. How about bad first date etiquette? How about the story Ralph broke this morning about Britney Spears going out on a date with a new boy, a model / actor? And first of all, what's wrong with him that he's going out with Britney Spears? But second of all, about her vomiting in his car?
Yeah, that's the thing you don't really want to do on a first date.
I mean, I saw some of those photos, and she looked good.
Here's where
before.
You go. Here's where you go online. You go to x17online.com and click on Peanut Butter Gate.
But only if you've already eaten breakfast.
Yes, because they have pictures. Oh. And the dude apparently was trying to clean it up with his shirt. And
it's on his cell phone and his hand.
He says it's peanut butter that spilled. And I say peanut butter doesn't spill.
That's impossible. But
that's the one food that cannot spill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the only food that can't spill, peanut butter. So he picked a bad one. And it looks... Wow.
Oh, it's so gross.
Can you imagine a first date? How embarrassing that would be to throw up all over the car. So that's what we're looking for, is embarrassing first dates at 1-800-520-1067.
Well, let's face it, there are an awful lot of things that can go wrong on a first date because, you know, this is your chance to make a first impression and you could accidentally talk about something you're not supposed to, or somebody could show up at the date that you don't expect who's not there, or you could be out on the date and realize you don't have your wallet. I mean, there are a lot of things that can go bad
you
that
drink
do not
too much.
Necessarily guarantee a second date.
You drink too much, then you drive on windy roads. and then you expel your stomach all over his car. Yeah, that's not good.
God.
There are a lot of ways that first dates can go wrong and can be embarrassing. So 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. Again, if you have already eaten and you'd like to see the pictures, x17online.com, go to Peanut Butter Gate, and you can see Brittany's embarrassing first. We're talking about embarrassing first dates. There's pictures online of Brittany thrown up in a car.
Yum.
Actually, it's not the pictures of her throwing up, but there's the post-throw-up pictures.
I wish we'd seen the throw-up pictures.
Yeah. Oh, that my God. What we see is...
Well, then we know for sure.
You go to x17online.com, and then you click on Peanut Butter Gate, because her boyfriend, who she was out with at the time, Isaac Cohen, said on his blog that it is... he spilled peanut butter.
Right. That's him trying to protect her.
Liquefied
right.
peanut butter.
What the hell?
So there are a lot of things that can go wrong, and I'm going to tell you, we have more calls than we'll possibly have time to get to, but why don't we start with... let's start with Kim in Hollywood. 1-800-520-1067. This is what we're talking about. This is maybe a way to not get invited back for a second date. Hi, Kim. You're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
So, embarrassing first dates. What happened?
Okay. So, I met this guy, Tony, through my roommate, and he sounded cool. It sounded like we were to a lot of the same music, la, la, la. So, we set up a date for dinner and drinks, and I meet him. I like him, and we're having a good time, and... He wanted to come back to my apartment, so I said, sure, why not? We hang out for a little bit, whatever. We don't have sex, but he stays over and we hook up. The next morning, I wake up in a giant puddle of urine.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. Oh, so he's, like, sound asleep, and I poke him, and I'm like, dude, you wet yourself and myself. And so he laughs, and he's like, oh, my God. And he gets up, he puts on a dry pair of boxers. And my roommate wasn't home, so then he gets up and goes and sleeps in her bed.
Oh, my God.
Dude, was it because he was just way, way, way drunk, or did he end up being a guy who has an adult bedwetting problem?
No,
do you know?
I found out later he was, like, addicted to Oxycontin, so he drank himself to sleep most nights.
Excellent.
Wow.
Oh, that's beautiful.
He was a winner. Yeah, I was really happy.
And you found that out on your second date?
No, I found that we actually dated for a couple months.
What?
I found that out later, yeah.
You dated for a couple of months
after the guy peed on you on your first date.
She didn't want to hurt his feelings.
You got to make compromises.
No!
A hard man is good to find.
No, wait a minute. Pee is not a compromise you need to make.
Wow. Kim, very generous.
My God.
All right.
Thanks
right.
for the call.
Thank you. That's usually you don't expect to get a second chance after that, do you?
I wouldn't think so. No, I'd leave and never call back. Isabella in Westwood. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Embarrassing first dates.
Yeah, so my mom and my ex-boyfriend kind of bombarded me on my date.
What?
You were out on a date and your mom showed up with your ex-boyfriend?
Yes, they did.
Did your mom want you to get back together with him?
No, she didn't know. He didn't tell her.
She was dating him?
What are you talking about?
They were going on a date. Wait a minute. They were going on a date to the same place you were going on a date with another guy?
No, they were just really close. And they just, like, you know, they were, like, best friends or something. It was really bizarre. So that's why I thought I have to get out of this relationship.
Oh,
and
okay.
So I'm on a date with this other guy, and all of a sudden I hear a cell phone that sounds really familiar. So I turn around, and it's my boyfriend at another table. And then he sees me.
Right.
And he comes over, and he's all lovey-dovey, and he's like, hey, baby, what's up? And he starts kissing me, and this guy's just like, what the hell is going on?
Right, sure.
And my mom comes over, and she's like, hey, honey, who's this? Is this your friend?
Oh, my God.
It was
what a
awful.
Nightmare. By the way, Isabella, I know this isn't why you called, but we all have bad news for you. Your ex-boyfriend was doing your mom while you guys were dating. You see that now, right?
Totally.
Clearly.
It wasn't a coincidence that they were in the same place at the same time. I got news for you. They were still seeing each other after you guys broke up.
Isabella's like, oh, they were close. They were good friends and all.
Yeah, right.
Come on. He was banging your mom. Right?
Bad news for my mom because he was awful.
Okay, thank you for the call.
Ouch.
All right, where do we go? We have way too many calls here.
Well, let's go to Chris in Laguna Beach because this doesn't sound like an accident as much as somebody just... I don't get what was going on this date. Chris, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What happened with the girl you were out to dinner with?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Hi, Chris.
Well, a friend of mine decided to set me up on a blind date, and so I met her at a restaurant, and everything was going fine until about halfway through the dinner, and she decided to just let out the biggest belch imaginable.
At dinner? At a restaurant?
Right, right at
like
dinner,
Jessica
right in the
Simpson?
Middle of her food.
But why? I mean...
It was pretty gross.
Did she do it to be funny?
No, she just let it out, and then she just kept on eating like it was no big deal.
She didn't say, excuse me?
No, not nothing. Just people around started looking, and I was kind of like, all right, that was fun.
So she just went right back to...
Yeah, pretty much.
Right back to eating.
Yeah, pretty much. And that pretty much ended my night with her, so never saw her again.
Did you say, excuse me, I'll be right back, and then leave?
No.
Come on, Chris, if there's ever...
I eat my food first.
Yeah, exactly. Very funny. Thank you for the call, Chris. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Waiter, check, please.
Did you hear that?
Well, that says somebody's going to win a trip to Hong Kong Friday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, doesn't it?
We could use some more upbeat music, but this is what we've been provided. So,
Flower Drum Song, one of my favorite Broadway musicals.
K-Rock's sure. World Tour 2007, destination number 3, we announced earlier this morning, was Muse in Hong Kong.
Hey!
You get on the standby boarding list by winning tickets to see Muse April 10th at the Forum. Brandon Coate from Huntington Beach just got those tickets and qualified. We're going to do the drawing on Friday morning. And tickets go on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. for that show at the Forum, April 10th.
Memoirs of a Geisha. If you see only one film this year, make it Memoirs of a Geisha.
I hope Muse does this one at their concert, too, because this is one of their best numbers.
They rock that one.
In a world where Japanese women have their feet bound.
8:55 on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday morning. Coming up after 9, by the way, more highlights of last night's Golden Globes Awards ceremony, including one of the best acceptance speeches you'll ever hear from Sacha Baron Cohen, who won from Borat. We'll play highlights of that for you coming up. Right now, Ralph's got Golden Globes and all the other showbiz beat news. What's going on?
Big surprises last night for a couple newcomers to the Golden Globe Awards. Jennifer Hudson, the young lady who was an American Idol top 10 finalist, got cast in this role of Dreamgirls as the lead Effie, and apparently gives quite the performance. She won her first Golden Globe Award last night.
How about that?
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? I know, Kevin, you hate the American Idol, but what's interesting is I don't think, and Ralph, correct me if I'm wrong, it's not like she had an inside track because she'd been on Idol or anything like that. I mean, she was one of 800 girls that auditioned for this role and won it outright and was perfect for it.
True, but she did come to the attention of producers because of her appearance on Idol, so there's got to be something said for that.
Yeah. You know,
the exposure at all, just being in the top 10, was good for her. Eddie Murphy also won for Best Supporting Actor for Dreamgirls, so Dreamgirls did very well for itself last night. Also picked up Best Picture, Musical, or Comedy. Babel was the Best Picture Drama, and Helen Mirren won for her performance in The Queen as Best Actress. Best Actor was Forest Whitaker for Last King of Scotland.
What an inspired speech he had.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Wow. Wow. He had a stroke. In terms of TV, the Golden Globe Awards, Grey's Anatomy got Best Drama Series, Best Musical or Comedy Series, Ugly Betty, and America Ferrera, another surprise first-time nominee and award winner last night, got Best Actress in a Comedy for her performance as the titular Ugly Betty.
Hey, what'd you just say?
Kira Sedgwick got Best Actress for a Drama for The Closer. Hugh Laurie, my boy,
oh, yeah.
my boy. One for Best Actor in a Drama for his performance as Greg House in House. And Alec Baldwin won for Best Actor, Musical, or Comedy for Third Rock, according to
Tim Allen.
That's how he rolls.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Jennifer Lopez, who not only has an amazing new scent dog called Glow, but also was honored as the most influential Hispanic entertainer in America this week.
Wow.
Okay.
It's a long title. But she beat out the likes of Shakira, Carlos Santana, and Ricky Martin. How did she beat out Ricky Martin? That's what I'd like to know.
He continues to dominate the headlines, doesn't he?
Have you guys seen the ad for her new MTV show, her dance show?
Just heard it.
Jennifer Lopez.
Glow in the dark, whatever it's called. Glow.
I don't even know what it's called. It's just some kind of dance show.
She's got a new stink water called Glow. I know that much.
Stink water.
Pick that up in any Kmart or Target. Kelly Osbourne says her mom, Sharon, is so insanely hot to become a grandparent that she said to her, I don't care who gets you pregnant, just get me a grandchild.
Oh, no.
That's parenting.
No.
You said that just the other day to your twins, didn't you, Kevin?
No, didn't
you
God, say no.
To them? I don't care who knocks you up, just give me a grandchild.
What kind of statement is that to make?
Look, she's already got one infant to take care of, doesn't she, Sharon? She doesn't need grandkids.
That's true.
She can just change Ozzy's diaper and wipe the drool off his chin. And here comes an airplane, open the hangar. She can just have all the grandkid fun she wants with that decrepit old bastard.
Guys, Kelly's hardly an old maid. Isn't she like 21 or something?
Yeah.
They're trying to get her knocked up already?
Yeah. I don't know what kind of meds Michael Jackson's doing, but they're expensive. The Mickey Fine Pharmacy, legendary Hollywood drugstore, is suing Michael. Says that he hasn't paid them since mid-2005 for his medications. The total amount that is owed by Mr. Jackson to the pharmacy for a year and a half's worth of meds?
Mm-hmm.
$100,000.
Does he not have health?
It's not the truth. It's garbage.
Does he not have health insurance? I mean, is he?
Yeah, that's his copay.
$100,000.
I have no idea how that works
that's
out.
That's a bizarre amount of money for drugs for half a year.
Yeah. He's, I guess,
wow.
Skin bleaching cream's expensive or whatever the hell he's getting from them. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And new Hollywood romances, of course, every day we find out somebody's dating somebody in the newspaper. Today, it's Mandy Moore. Apparently, she has a new boyfriend. Oh, I'm so depressed. I thought I had a shot when she broke up with Jack Fraff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would do everything to her. I would wreck that chick.
DJ AM, Nicole Richie's ex.
No.
Apparently, Mandy Moore's new boyfriend.
Really?
Apparently, the couple met over New Year's weekend. They exchanged phone numbers, and they've been hanging out ever since.
You know what? I think she is gorgeous.
Yeah.
I think she is an incredibly, incredibly attractive person.
She
the
is.
Only thing I am worried about is I'm getting a boner.
Wow. And I bring this up only because I feel a special kinship to this guy because of what David King of Mexico went through.
Why?
There's another gentleman trying to make his way into the Guinness Book World of Records.
Did he fail twice?
And they won't let him in.
Yes.
Remember when Dave sat through watching the most television ever, mm-hmm. twice?
Twice.
Still isn't in the book?
100 hours, mm-hmm. he got declined. 80 hours or whatever, he got declined.
Well, the Guinness Book of World Records is also rejecting the claim of a South China man named Barry Kwok.
Mm-hmm.
Hey!
He is 43 years old. He claims that he is the proud owner of the largest piece of skin ever peeled off of a living human being.
Oh!
God.
No! Really?
Barry Kwok got a sunburn in China.
Oh, no.
And his sister took it upon herself to peel off a piece of skin off of his chest. It took her 90 minutes to peel it off.
Oh.
And he claims it's in the exact same shape as China, so it's almost like a miracle.
No, he does not.
Yes, he does.
Golden Palace should buy it.
That is a miracle.
Yep, and they will. Guinness people say that they will not consider his bid since he only has the preserved piece of skin and no picture photographing the peeled area of his chest where it was removed.
That's right. You got to have all that proof.
Where do they think it came from?
I don't know.
I think Guinness goes out of their way to disqualify any records that are, it's like they don't want the book to get any bigger, so you really have to jump through hoops now to get into the book.
They're just tired of it. They're just tired of having the records.
I'd like to add that the Mr. Kwok has been after the Guinness Book people for 7 years to submit his entry.
Really? This happened 7 years ago?
No.
Oh.
It gets better. The skin actually came off his chest in 1979.
Oh!
38 years ago, when he was 5.
No!
He's been keeping the skin in a box of boyhood memorabilia along with his stamp collection.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
So it's a 38-year-old piece of skin, and he's been after them to get in the book for 7 years.
There's some dedication right there.
He is committed.
And they
said
no.
Dave. Dave gave up too easily. That's what it is. Good luck to you, Barry Kwok. We're all with you.
Barry Kwok has been working on this since he was 5, and they turned him down. Awesome.
Gotta love the Kwokster.
Yes, you do.
Today's celebrity birthday is John Carpenter, director of Halloween and Escape from New York. As Michael brought off up air, we talked about this off air, Assault on Precinct 13.
Mm-hmm.
Another classic film is his. 59 years old today. Debbie Allen, actress, dancer, choreographer, director, producer, 57 years old today. Kate Moss, supermodel, is 31 years old today. And I feel saddened and apologetic for the fact that I got an angry email that I missed a birthday today.
Uh-oh.
So I would like to remedy that right now by saying that Sade,
also has her birthday today. She's 48 years old.
You got an angry email about
Sade?
Angry
Sade fan upset that I did not mention Sade's birthday.
Dude, when you upset the Sade fans.
I have no desire to hear smooth operator being left on my phone anytime soon over and over again, so I don't want to tick off the Sade fans. She's 48 years old today.
Thank God.
No need to ask. I'm a smooth operator.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Speaking of calls, we haven't had a chance to hear much from you, the fine K-Rock listener, about the Golden Globes last night. 3 hours plus of television last night with the awards from the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. And if you watch the show and you have any comments, you want to make it 1-800-520-1067. We'd like to hear from you. You know, they had the boob cam going last night, and I don't know how they do it, but it seemed like every, no matter who was on stage or what was going on, they figured out a way to have a camera above Penelope Cruz's chest.
And that's the way it should be.
Oh, right? My God. Penelope Cruz and Salma Hayek both in attendance last night. Both fantastic.
Boobs.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Exactly. So let me see. What kind of highlights do we have for you this hour?
I don't know.
Looking through the papers.
I was thinking you had that organized.
I'm just
joking. Usually does.
All right. Again, 1-800-520-1067. We'll squeeze in some calls. Here's what we did get a chance to play earlier, and I love this. This cracked me up, and I don't know if you guys noticed this if you saw it, but you know Jaiman Hansa. You know who that is, right? The big black guy. He was in Amistad. He was in America. He's in the Blood Diamond movie.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic actor.
Right.
Terrific, articulate guy. He gets up there to announce the nominees for the best foreign film, the directors who are behind the best foreign films, and it's him and Sharon Stone, and nothing cracked me up but the division of the pronunciations that each was asked to do according to his or her ability.
This next award honors world-class directors including Pedro Almodovar, Guillermo del Toro, and the debut of Florian Henkel van Donnersmarck.
Okay, so those are the directors that Jaiman gets. Let's see who they gave to Sharon Stone to read from the stage.
Add to those Clint Eastwood and Mel Gibson, and you have one of the most powerful categories in years.
All right, listen, the dumb white chick, let's give her Clint and Mel, okay? Let's not make her say any of the tough names.
Well, he did it well.
Yeah, it was very, very funny. Tom Hanks came out to give an award that is still going on. It was the Lifetime Achievement Award. They call it the Cecil B. DeMille Award at the Golden Globes. And last night it went to Warren Beatty. And it was 20 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, of the show.
That's not an exaggeration, right? I mean, you counted?
No, it was. It was 20 minutes of the show was this award to Warren Beatty. And I'm really just going to save you a lot of time and sum it up for you in just 4 seconds.
What balls this man has. What balls this man has.
That's pretty much all you need to know about the Tom Hanks Award.
I didn't realize he admired him that closely.
Me neither.
And probably the best acceptance speech, not only of last night's Golden Globes, but maybe of the 21st century, was Sacha Baron Cohen. And it's really been bumming me out with all of these critics groups and everything that have already given out their awards prior to the big ones that are now we're starting to get into, to not see Sacha Baron Cohen get recognized more for his work in Borat. And I know there's a bias in these critics groups against comedies anyway, but there's not an actor alive who could have done that role that Sacha Baron Cohen did. And I think it's still shocking to people when they see him not in the Borat character or not in the Ali G character to realize this is just a guy who's just a brilliant comedian. And even being himself last night as he picked up an award for Borat, Sacha Baron Cohen, I think, had the best speech of the night. Now, if you haven't seen the movie, you have to understand that there's a scene in there that runs about, what do you think, 7 or 8 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Easily. Just naked wrestling with a big fat guy.
Yeah. Oh. It's ugly.
On the bed, in the hall, in the elevator, across the street. I mean, it couldn't be any funnier.
It's
and
ugly.
They couldn't have their parts more in the other guy's face. And that's kind of what he's talking about in the Borat speech.
I want to thank the Hollywood Foreign Press. And I just want to say this movie was a life-changing experience. I saw some amazing, beautiful, invigorating parts of America. But I saw some dark parts of America. An ugly side of America, a side of America that rarely sees the light of day. I refer, of course, to the anus and testicles of my co-star, Kenda Bishop. When I was in that scene, and I stared down and saw your two wrinkled Golden Globes on my chin, I thought to myself, I'd better win a bloody award for this. And then when my 300-pound co-star decided to sit on my face and squeeze the oxygen from my lungs, I was faced with a choice. Death or to breathe in the air that had been trapped in a small pocket between his buttocks for 30 years. Kenneth,
If it was not for that rancid bubble,
oh,
I would not be here today.
I don't think in the history of awards anyone has ever credited a fart with saving his life.
A rancid bubble.
But didn't you think, even when you went to see the movie, that I don't care how much you're into comedy or how funny you think it's going to be or how committed you are to your craft, how do you physically show up those days that it took to make that part of the film and actually get through it?
My God, it was ugly.
No, oh, it was.
I mean, how do you do it? Psycho Mike, you enjoyed that part of the Borat movie, right? That was your favorite part,
probably
too, right?
My favorite part, yeah.
Kind of thing you like to do on your own time?
Oh, yeah. Nothing better than a man's ass.
That's what I figured. It's time for your phone calls. We call it...
What do you do, nephew?
At 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
Always excited on the first day of a new week because we unveiled the new prize. And this week, I think you'll be very pleased because you get the complete series set of Fox's hit TV show 24, the first five seasons on DVD, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? So you get a chance to catch up right here at the start of season number six. You guys, we're all watching it. You all watched the 4 hours of it, right?
Sunday night, the 2 hours.
It was awesome.
Last night, the 2 hours were even better.
Really?
Lisa, you haven't
seen
them
yet.
You will gasp at the end of that.
No kidding.
You will actually gasp.
Wow.
It's fantastic.
I don't know why that show is escaping me. I watched the first 2 hours also, and I thought, because I watched the first two seasons at 24, and then after that it just got repetitive. It was the same thing of Jack racing against the clock every minute of every day, and I just thought, I'm done with this. I didn't watch the next three seasons, but I heard so much great stuff about this year, I thought I'd check it out. I was underwhelmed.
Yeah, you're bad. I think is the answer.
Yeah, I loved it.
That's probably true.
You were bad, because it was awesome. All right, let's say good morning to David and Whittier. Good morning, David.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
Hi, David.
What'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do, baby boo? Hey, I was calling for about Mega Doppler. There's a new one.
It's
the Mega Doppler 1000, something like that.
So okay. They have the Doppler 7000, right?
And then they had the Doppler 7000 Plus or something like that, right?
Right. And now it's the Mega Doppler 1000?
These are the weather satellites that they need to see that it's going to be sunny and 75.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
Listen, I was watching, I'm sure you were too, David. I was watching the CBS this morning on Sunday morning, and they did a feature on the Weatherman convention that's going on in Colorado or something this past month, okay?
There's a convention of weathermen?
Yeah, so they're interviewing all these weathermen, and one of the questions that came up is, what's the deal with the Mega and the 9000 and the 2000 and the 4000 Plus? What's the deal? And this weatherman said, it's all showbiz. It's all the channels trying to make you think that their Doppler is better than the other guy's Doppler. They're all exactly the same. He said that every single television station has the exact same Doppler satellite equipment. It's just what they call it. It's just the dressing.
Except for Channel 9. Because now they have the new Mega Doppler.
Well, that's what they're going to want you to believe.
And that one's way, way bigger and better. All right, let's go to Melissa from Beverly Hills. Good morning, Melissa.
Hi, good morning.
Hi there, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to call and say there's going to be three naked beauties down in Beverly Hills protesting for PETA today.
Okay, don't pull this BS that PETA does where you say naked beauties are going to be there and then I show up and it's a goddamn puppy.
I don't think of myself as being a puppy.
Oh, you're one of them?
Are you one of them?
You're going to be naked? What specifically are you protesting for, PETA?
I don't know if I can say the store on...
The what?
The store. Sure. They're protesting the store. It'll be in the news. Why not?
Sure.
Okay. So we're protesting Burberry, anti-fur. We have a campaign that says, I'd rather go naked than wear fur.
I didn't know Burberry used fur.
Yeah.
Damn them.
Using fur. Yeah.
Is this, do they carry the Puff Daddy line with the little doggies on the collars?
He's serious.
He is?
Yes.
Bean's kidding?
No,
not kidding?
Bean is not kidding.
Wow.
Okay, Melissa, so when you say naked beauties, you mean actual naked girls are going to be at this thing?
Yeah, there's going to be three of us, including me.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic.
Now, you sound hot and all, but I got to tell you, when I hear PETA members naked...
Well, they put pretty naked girls on billboards.
Yes, they do, but not so much in person.
Melissa, are you going to get arrested, do you think?
If I do, it's not a big deal. I've been arrested for PETA before.
She's a believer.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel strongly, and we're just, I gladly bear my skin to save animals.
I would be glad for you to bear your skin as well.
I think that's awesome.
Melissa, I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more. There's zero excuse in 2007 for there to be fur on clothes. It's unconscionable. I totally agree with you. But specifically, what time and where are you going to be so we can see your beef?
We're going to be outside in front of Burberry in Beverly Hills, which is 960 Wilshire Boulevard,
right. 12 and 1.
You are going to freeze your ass off.
Two shows.
Two shows. One at 12 and one at 1.
All right, Melissa, I'm glad you called. Hey, listen, if you have a chance, call tomorrow, too, and let us know how it went. And Psycho Mike, that may be something the K-Rock microphones have to be at. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might need to be there. All right. Thank you for the call.
She sounds so hot.
I know. That's what worries me, though, Bean. You know the rule.
I do know the rule.
The rule is the hotter they sound, the worse they look. Come on.
I want to believe. That's what I'm saying.
All right, Mike, you need to go down there and check her out.
No sweat.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Mike in Granada Hills. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hey, Mike.
So I was watching G4 the other night, and they were talking about how Japan is all technologically advanced to us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they were saying that couples there are allowed to sleep with other people as long as they're paying for it and not having an emotional attachment to the other people they're sleeping with.
So in Japan, it's okay to cheat as long as it means nothing.
Exactly.
As long as you're...
A man was quoted as saying that as long as he's not paying the other woman with his heart, then it's okay for him to sleep with her.
That is a great policy. I am so on board. I am so moving to Japan.
Yeah, the women can sleep with other men, and the women are paid for it. And the men sleep with other women, and they pay the women for it, so...
Okay, well, the women shouldn't be allowed to cheat. I mean, that's not what we're not saying that.
What's that?
Are you saying
the women aren't allowed to cheat? Yeah, of course.
Only your wife is cheating now.
All right. Yeah, I'm okay. Like, we need to say
Lisa,
that.
Lisa, would it make a difference to you, not that you'll ever be able to get a husband, but if you did, would it make a difference
to you
if he cheated on you and it was just sex versus it was somebody that he actually dug? Would it make a difference if it was cheating is cheating or no?
Yeah, it would make a difference.
It would.
It absolutely would. I mean,
you'd rather it was a whore than a girlfriend, in other words.
I think, and it also matters how many times it happened. There's a lot of factors. I mean, I think I'm a lot more forgiving now than I probably would have been.
How old is your dude?
You know, when
that's
I was 20.
All right, let's go to Darren, who's calling us apparently from Portland, Oregon. Good morning, Darren.
Hey, what's up? What are you doing, nephew?
You must be listening online.
No, actually, I'm down here visiting. I'm down here for about a month every year.
Oh, you come down a month every year. Wow. Okay. What's going on?
Not much. I wanted to say, I was listening to the best of, and you were giving Bean guff for going to a puppet museum.
Yeah, you mean the best of 2007, which we did yesterday, which is absurd?
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's what I was listening to. I had to say, I kind of respect that. A puppet museum would not be on the top of my list of things to do. But I was thinking, wouldn't you love to be a person who actually enjoyed going to a puppet museum? I mean, that kind of guy could have fun anywhere. You could give him a Rubik's Cube for like 8 hours and say, fix that. He'd be like, cool.
It's funny you would say that because kind of.
You would think that, but he hates 24.
He's just...
So, I don't know.
He's... Huh. It's impossible to explain.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who has a very, very... short attention span. I'm that guy, and I wouldn't be able to stand a puppet museum.
But guys, Darren, I appreciate the call and the thought, but here's the thing. It's not like I love puppets. It's not like I went out looking
right,
for puppets.
Don't
museum.
Go
I
to was, a museum
yeah, why
about
would you
that.
Ever go to a museum?
But I was in a town. I was walking down the street of Bremerton, Washington, and there was a puppet museum there that was open,
right.
And I had time to go in. So why walk by it? But I may never be in that place again.
Right.
And who knows? I could go in and it could be awesome.
Was it?
It was okay.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, there was some artistry. It was kind of neat to see puppets that were made in like 1910 and they're still there and they're still cool. You know what I mean? But it wasn't, you know, great. I'm not dedicating my life to puppets.
How could a puppet museum ever be awesome? How?
In what circumstance you walk in and you're blown away by the puppets in there?
Melissa from PETA. If she had a puppet for it, now we're talking.
God's sakes.
I'm just saying.
And I was just saying first, I think. I don't remember.
Yeah, but still.
Diane in Alhambra, good morning.
Hi, good morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hey, Lisa May.
Hi, Diane.
Two things. First, you were talking about Forrest Whitaker and his lame speech.
Mm-hmm. Well, he did seem like he was completely out of sorts. It sounded like he had just run a marathon. He didn't know where he was. It was the strangest acceptance speech ever.
Yeah, well, it goes along with his personality. I think he's an a-hole.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Have you met him?
Yeah, me and my boyfriend at the time, not my boyfriend anymore, we went to the Universal Amphitheater. We saw him with his kid at the, you know, just like in the hallway. He was all low profile. No,
right.
We weren't trying to like mob him or anything. There was nobody around him. So my boyfriend at the time like sneaked over and said, hey, you know, I know you're with your kid and everything, but can I get an autograph?
he snarled at him, and he was like, and he like flew away, like
snarled.
He could fly?
He barked and flew?
He flew.
Wow. He's better than I knew.
I think his personality matched his speech last night.
Aww.
And real quick, I wanted to tell you guys, just because we sound hot doesn't mean we're not hot.
Well, that's
a good point. That is an excellent point, Diane.
That might be true. Yes, that might be true. And yet, for everyone that is, there's 10 doing phone sex that aren't. That's what I'm saying.
How do you know that?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
Hey, Diane, you heard Melissa from PETA who called in, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to listen. I'm at work.
What do you think? Hot or not?
probably not.
That's what I'm saying.
That's all we're saying.
The hotter they sound, the notter they are. I don't think I said that well, but that's the rule, Diane. I'm telling you.
Thank you, Diane.
All right, thank you for the call.
Appreciate that. Forrest Whitaker, you had a comment about what Diane had to say?
This is great.
Okay, very nice.
Wow.
That doesn't even sound real.
Governor Schwarzenegger back again or something. Hey, go to Raul in Glendale if we have time for just one more, because I don't know that I've heard this story that he's talking about. It sounds like it might be good.
Raul?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Welcome to the Kevin Mitchell.
Hello.
I got some good news about President Bush. Yesterday, he planned an unannounced surprise visit to an elementary school in D.C., to make a speech of Martin Luther King Day.
Mm-hmm.
And he had canceled a bunch of meetings, and apparently, to his surprise, there was no school yesterday.
Of course, they were off.
That's not possible.
That can't be true.
That has to be a joke.
Yeah.
There's so much planning involved in any kind of presidential visit. Believe me, it would never get to the point where it was on his schedule if it wasn't possible.
We want it to be true. Don't get us wrong. But it just doesn't seem like that's possible.
I guess he was trying to like make up for the Katrina comments or something.
Yeah, that sounds shady as hell.
He has secretaries of secretaries. I mean, there's no possible way.
But wouldn't it be funny?
If it was his call, maybe it happened.
But wouldn't it be? Let's just do this on spur of the moment, he said. Let's just go. Come on. Who's with me? Got in the limo. Everybody's like, hey, stop.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
What?
I think the American people want somebody just express themselves as plainly as I can. I admit it, I am not one of the great linguists.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why that's the case, but nevertheless, my words tend to be pretty much to the point.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having a I'm not sure the right way to say it. I really, really like being the president.
Except when there were no kids at the school.
Assistant producer Horace says that it's true.
I just can't imagine.
There's no way.
It's too good to be true.
Well,
right?
Then have her come in and tell us what she's found out about it, because that doesn't seem. I mean, there's an advanced team. If the guy wants to take a crap, there's a guy who sets it up.
He does. He has to actually go search out the restroom. Super horror.
Okay,
how can this be true?
It's true, but it's not as good as the colors sounded.
Damn it.
It was the classes were not in session at the school.
Right.
But it was a volunteer day where students were coming to clean up the school and like paint it and paint murals.
Mm-hmm.
So he came to talk to the students who were there doing like their volunteer work for the school.
So he knew that there wasn't school.
Right.
But he showed up anyway for the volunteers.
Right.
Then what's the guy talking about? That sounds like it went exactly as the president planned.
It's close. I mean,
the school was technically not in session, but students were there volunteering on their time off
mm-hmm.
to come in.
So did he make them stop volunteering so he could talk to them?
Apparently he like painted for a little bit and helped them out and then bailed.
The president helped paint a mural at the school for a few moments today as students and volunteers helped spruce up the school. Classes were not in session. But again, it's not like the president showed up and was surprised.
That's too bad. That's a better story, so I'm going to go with that one.
It is a better story.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks to none of our guests on today's Kevin DeBean Show, but tomorrow, look out, we're coming back with a vengeance.
Well, we do have Wee Man tomorrow. He's on a new show called Armed and Famous, where they actually take people who are mildly famous and make them police officers. So we're going to have Wee Man in tomorrow.
Excellent.
Talk to him about that. We also have Naked Trucker and T-Bones. They have a new show on Comedy Central. They're very funny. We're going to have them on the program tomorrow. We have American Idol highlights.
Oh, good.
You know,
the baddies.
It begins tonight. The baddies, yes, as they're known. We have
Kevin, now's your chance to get on board with a new season.
Dude, I'm telling you, I love the baddies, as Lisa says, but I cannot take the music on that program. They pick the worst songs ever. I can't do it. I have no interest in it, but the baddies, I'm in on.
All right.
So we have highlights of that tomorrow morning. Plus, speaking of baddies, we have some TV coverage of The Cold recently, because TV here...
the weather people here and the TV people, they do good stuff. They do good work.
They must be so happy with this weather.
Whenever it's
they gotta love it.
Cold or there's a fire, anything extreme.
A drop of rain.
Oh, they go crazy.
So, you know what I've noticed a lot in LA radio and television is there seems to be in Southern California a, shall we say, liberal definition to the term freezing. Now, freezing, folks, means freezing, okay? Freezing is 32. It's not freezing out if it's 48.
Yeah.
You understand? It's not freezing.
No, see, that's where you're just being picky. That's where you're being picky. If I'm freezing, then it's freezing.
Then it's freezing.
But you're not freezing. No, maybe chilly.
But if I
may be chilly, you're not freezing.
It's sometimes been I think I could die at 48.
It has been freezing here for a week now, and it needs to stop. Okay? None of this technical freezing BS. Yeah. It's been freezing. It needs to warm up. So anyway, that's all tomorrow morning. Plus, don't forget K-Rock's World Tour 2007 destination number 3, which is Muse in Hong Kong.
Hey!
That's very good, Jim.
They did that instead of the actual music, which we were supposed to have.
Yeah, where's the actual music cycle, Mike? That's the... There we go.
That's tomorrow morning. I'm Kevin and Beach.
Nothing says jet set around the world to the exciting and vibrant city of Hong Kong like this music from wherever.
Oh, plus, Kung Fu, I guess. Plus, Ralph was in Vegas over the weekend and took a microphone to the adult convention. So there's some highlights of that tomorrow morning as well.
Good.
Also, I hope the K-Rock microphones will bring some tape in from the PETA protest in front of Burberry's today. I hope we got some of that on tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean show, too. We'd like to meet and bring Melissa back with you if she's as hot as she sounds, all right?
Will do.
Kat Corbett's up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including some Green Day, also The Killers. System of the Down. Heavy Danger. 30 Seconds to Mars. And AFI. Next on K-Rock.
If that's your Asian accent,
that's the only one I can do.